Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplifting dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat the clash with me. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational fact to see successful guests promote herself massively. BlogTalkRadio.com/theremix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Peace and greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in Remix. Welcome, 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 everyone, to Remix tonight. Oh, so good to have you guys here. Peace and greetings to everyone. Tonight, you know, Brother Panic is going to be in the house, but I just wanted to say peace and greetings to everybody. And, wow, good stuff, you guys. It is June 17th, 2012. And, of course, you know what time it is. It is time for the remix. And we're here. We didn't do a show on Friday night. Took a little break. Had to take care of some other things. But it is so good to see each and every one of you in the house tonight. Now, those of you out there listening and you want to come over to the chat room, I want to go ahead and give you some directions. Let's give you some directions, and that is just simply come on over to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix. The chat room is open. You can come on in. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, then all you have to do is click the button at the very, very bottom where it says sign up, and you can sign up and tell us exactly who you are. Exactly who you are. So it looks like we kind of need to do some things with the sound here. I don't know what's going on. The sound is going in and out, but thank you guys for letting me know. We're going to get started. I'll come back. We'll try to run the sound in just a moment and see how things are going. In the meanwhile, let's do this. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, see what we can get worked up, and go from there. Go from there. Here we go.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, guys. Hopefully that's a little better. We'll see how the sound goes as we continue right here, live in the remix with me, your host, Miss Blue, right here tonight. First of all, I want to say thank you to everyone for coming over to the show tonight. Brother Panic is getting ready to come on. We're going to be decoding movies this evening, which is sure to be a treat. It is always a treat. And then next, what we're going to do is, before we bring Brother Panic on, we're going to listen to a little bit of music. Of course, we'll do that. And then before we listen to a little bit of music, we're actually going to talk about a few things. And really quick, I want to make sure, the sound is still messed up. So here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do, you guys. I'm going to play some music, and I'm going to come back. See if we can fix the sound. I want to sound check with everyone and see how the sound is. Still choppy? Yeah, still a little. Okay. All right. Had to refresh. Okay. All right. Yeah, we're going to try to see if we can fix the sound here. So we're going to listen to a little bit of music. It's not going to be the music that we're going to jam to just yet tonight, but we're going to play a little bit of music.
A's. I just want to show you. We just start with the A's, right? Now, this is Ada, right? Anna, right? Anita, Anita too. Addy, you're a bad. Addy, it's Abby, Abby Long. Abby Long, up on Southern Boulevard. Yeah, you're a bad. No, right. And who's Amanda? Amanda Blue. Amanda Blue. I am Amanda Blue. How many is I count? It's more than four.
Everyone, hopefully this is so much better. We're going to go ahead and get ready to get started. It is so good to see everyone in the house tonight. Know that you guys are listening from all over the world. Want to give a big shout out to all of our international listeners out there listening, no matter where in the world that you're listening from. So whether you're listening from Japan, if you're listening from the UK, Amsterdam, if you're listening from all of the parts of the continent of Africa, and even China and New Zealand, it is so good to have you in the house with us tonight. And if you want to come on over and join us in the chat room, there's room for you here too. So just find your way to come on over www.blogtalkradio.com/theremix. And the chat room is open. Come on in. We'd love to have you in the house tonight. Now, tonight, Brother Panic is going to be talking about movie madness. This is a long-awaited show and one that all of you have been waiting for. So we're actually going to be doing a show tonight, which is Sunday night. And Brother Panic is going to be back next Friday, and he's going to continue with movie madness, decoding all of the bullshit in the movies, really, really getting down to some of those basic things that you can begin to look for, symbols and signs to help you decode them yourself. And so you know that you can always reach out to Brother Panic by emailing him for all of your occult names, by emailing him at panicpack@hotmail.com. And that's going to be the way that you can reach Brother Panic, or AlanaLectures@hotmail.com. So Brother Panic will come on and also give you those specifications. It's always great to have him in the house, and he's going to be in the house tonight. So peace and greetings to everybody. Let's go through these things really, 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 really quickly, and then we can begin. All right. So here we go. The first thing I want to say to all the fathers out there, even though we know we celebrate you brothers every single day, I want to say happy Father's Day to you guys. A big happy Father's Day hug and a kiss to all the fathers out there in the world doing their thing, holding it down in a very great way. And so, you know, all of those brothers with the iron fists, you know, the strong backs, the loving hearts, walking the true path of the hero. You know, today is your day, the day of a new journey for the fathers. So big love to the Father's Day and all the gods out there as well. Also, I want to tell you guys, don't forget you can go back and download this show tonight and all the shows on the remix by just going to www.blogtalkradio.com/theremix. Download there, or you can actually go and you can download on iTunes. All the shows are free, and you can definitely go and definitely download, download, download. You want to do that. That is it. I want to give you a couple of updates. The show with Nancy Lockhart was great. You guys were loving it, and she really enjoyed being here. So peace and love to her as well, too. I want to put this announcement out there for everyone who applied to the Kim Business Class. And from the time that we started with the Kim Business Class until now, we received over 200 inquiries for people wanting to get into the Kim Business Class.
You guys know I was only working with 25 people, and I want you to know the Kim Business Class is full to the max. Everyone who is going to be a part of that class has already received their notification. They're securing their spots, and things are being put into place. And check this out. Some of them have even begun to do the work. So no worries if you didn't get in this time. We will be doing other things. But the class was immediately full right away. Big success. We're going to be doing big things. You know, the Kim Business Class, the Business of Self, will start on June 30th. And I'm so excited about that. And also, big shout out to everyone who's been getting the Know Your Magic deck. It's been going all over the world and back again. So love to hear your stories. Don't forget to get over there, www.missblueblast.com/cards, CARDS. And you can order your deck from there. And you can also leave your stories about the Kim Business Class as well, too. You know, you can always contact me for readings. By the way, readings off the hook. Got a new reading out there as well, and looking forward to working with each and every one of you. It's been amazing, and the journey continues. So now, let's get ready. I want you guys, we're going to move around a little bit, and we're going to jam a little bit. So what I want you guys to do, what we're going to do after that, is that we're getting ready to jam, and then we're going to bring Brother Panic on. So just get yourself in the mind to receive as we get ready to welcome Brother Panic to the forum this evening, and we get into some movie madness. We're going to be decoding movies tonight. Brother Panic is going to drop that science. It's going to be amazing. Don't forget Brother Wayne Chandler is going to be making his way soon to the ATL. You want to get into it with that. That lecture is going to be off the hook. You guys heard Brother Chandler when he came here and dropped it on the remix. And just imagine what it's going to be when he heads down to the ATL as Brother Panic hosts him in the lectures. All right, you guys. So let's get up. Let's get ready to get ourselves and move around. This is kind of one of those beats that you kind of bob your head to. You'll know what I mean when I say this. We're going to do a little bit of getting down here. And as we get into the groove, and say our ashe, think about that. Send our love to all of our fathers out there, our brothers who are fathers out there, which is all of you. And we get ready to welcome Brother Panic. So here we go.
Killers of walk like Pistol Pete and Pappy Mason. Gave the young boys admiration. Prince from Queens and Fritz from Harlem. Street legends. The drugs kept the hood from starving. Pushing cars, Nicky Bars was the 70s. But there's a long list of high profile celebrities. Worldwide on the thorough side of things. Live as kings. Some died. One guy, one time, one day. Grassy. As I'm about to blast heat, 40 side of burning. I turn well, he asked me. What you up to? The cops gon' bust you. I was a teen drunk off brew. Stumbled, I wondered if God sent him. Cause two squad cars entered the block and looked at us. I ain't flinched when they watched. I took it upstairs, the bathroom mirror. Brushed my hair, staring at a young disciple. I almost gave my life to what the dice do. Yeah, man, throwing them bones. Hoping my ace get his case thrown. This girl ain't wait for him. She in the world straight hoeing. Why he looking at centerfolds? The pretty girls showing they little cooch. Gangsters don't die, he's living proof. The DA who tried him was lying. The white dude killed his mother during the case. Hung jury, now the DA is being replaced. Pre-trial hearing is over, it's real for the soldier. Walks in the courtroom, the look in his eyes is wild. Triple homicide, I sit in the back aisle. I wanna crack a smile when I see him. Throw up a fist for black power, cause all we want is freedom. Him. He grabbed a court officer's gun and started squeezing. Then he grabbed the judge, screams out, nobody leaving. Everybody,
get down, get down.
The enemies in
in their ass when they catch them. Weird ass niggas who dangerous, so don't test them. They make you disappear. This a year that I won't forget. Sold CDs, double platinum, met more execs. Southern niggas, independent label, real killers. Know the business, ran Tennessee for years, now they chillin'. They had the coke game, stuff crazy. Sold music out the trunk of their car, that shit amazing. Put me on the Heron blunt, Sherm or something. Took a puff, what the fuck, I turned and punched them. Southern niggas ain't slow, niggas try to play me. I left from around them dudes, they cool, but they crazy. Now I'm back around the old school and raised me. New York gangsters, we loungin' out in L.A., see. A dude broke my dog from Pelican Bay. The letter say, now I got your back, the fools don't play. I rode with some Crips down to a Crenshaw funeral. Never saw so many men slaughtered, and I knew the whole responsible. The nigga's still alive in the hospital. Midnight, they crept in his room and shot the doctor too. See, my cousin's in the gang, thugging and things. He plugged me with a dame who was half Mexicano. Gave the ass up, I'm a Mac Daddy Soprano. She passed me the indigo, but the imbecile should've never tippy-toed. Thought my eyes were closed, opening the hotel room door. The little goons in, but I moved in the manor. On some Jet Li shit, I let the hammers blow. Wet three kids, see honey thought I had something to do with all the drama, cause I was with a crew that had a people killed. Called up my cousin, told him I ain't fucking with you. He responded cool, but told me y'all here, this time motherfuckers.
Get down, get down.
Gotta say is like, if that's how our people gonna get down, how we ever gonna get up? How we ever gonna get up if that's how we get down? Shame when you really look at it. My folk against your folk, but we all can folk. Somebody gotta make a change.
All right, everyone. Peace and greetings. So good to have you guys join us in the forum tonight. Let's go ahead and bring Brother Panic on the line with us. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Panic.
Allahu Akbar is going to be one of those nights. I feel it already.
You know what?
Shout out, big shout out to the Remix family. You know what I'm saying? At home and abroad, it's going to be one of them nights. I got, as a sidebar, we got, y'all need to get with this brother right now, Baba, Sai Baba. He's a Hindu guy that was, he was brought to sainthood. And, you know, you can get, if you go to any Hindu store, you may want to download his picture. Sai Baba of Shiridi, S-H-I-R-D-I. What he was able to do was bridge Sufism and Hinduism together successfully.
Together.
He's an old Sufi. He was born in 1918. This is an old school. So his energy is very popular now because we're bridging things together. Can't we all get along? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Speaking of which, if any nigga deserved a break, was that nigga Rodney King.
Oh,
so,
yes.
We want to shout out Rodney King, you know what I'm saying, who just didn't get out his pool today, you know what I'm saying, and made the transition. And if anybody deserved a break, it was Mr. King.
Yeah.
So we want to shout him out for acknowledge, and I'm sure he'll come through if he got something going on for us, or he might just say, fuck everybody, and just move the fuck on. I've had enough. But you want to get with Sai Baba. And you could just Google him, S-A-I, Baba, B-A-B-A, and, you know, find out some things, get a picture up, going, you know what I'm saying? I went to a Hindu store out here, was going through some pictures and seen this nigga. The nigga immediately said, take me home, Brother Pani. I said, sure thing.
Take me home.
We'll figure it out later. We'll just find a spot for you. So I got a little statue of him, boom, and he's been coming through. So you know what I'm saying? It's good, especially these motherfuckers who've been on Earth when they come through, like they come through. All right, we're going to get into see, now let me be clear on what's going to be accomplished tonight. I'm not going to tell, I'm going to decode a lot of old favorites. Shit like Prometheus, I'm not going to do. I'll mention it, But because what my goal here is not to do this for you, is to try to lay down a method for you to figure this shit out yourself, to give you a framework of what to look for and a framework of what the point of this shit is. You get what I'm saying? Some people miss the point of what's going on in decoding when there's many levels of why you should be fucking with this. And the first and easy one is that movies are light and sound. This matrix is built upon light and sound. So the movies are just as real as anything you got going on in your day-to-day events. So what they portray in movies, and this is why they portray what they portray in movies, because to your subconscious mind, to your chakra system, and to what it is you interpret beyond your logic, it is real. So, but the way to protect yourself, if you understand what it is they're trying to explain, how they try to explain it in symbology and in mythology in other ways, which we'll get into, this is how you protect yourself from these subconscious attacks, which are constant in 99.9% of the movies. That other .001% that has nothing in it all belong to fucking Tyler Perry. You get what I'm saying?
Right,
99.9%, even love stories. Love stories are probably the most powerful weapon. The most powerful weapon. And I could go on this subject for at least 4 shows in a row. So I have to narrow it down to something where you could walk away empowered. My whole thing is not for you to follow what I say, for you to walk away empowered. So the whole idea here is to give you some sort of framework, some sort of methodology for when you walk into a movie like Prometheus, you know the template shit that they always running over and over, and you know where to go, you see the subject, and go on. They don't play with these subjects. If you've seen Batman, the Batman Forever, now they have the third, you know, not the original 80s Batman, but this new series with Christopher Nolan is the director, and the other Christopher, whatever the fuck his name is the Batman. He said, I need something in the movie. He said, I need something that they can't kill. I need to become a symbol. I need to become a symbol. First thing you need to understand is white folks is not in the movie. First of all, the movies are an act of war against you. The movies are an act of war against you. If for no other big sinister reason, just to keep you stupefied, just to keep you docile, buying shit, and non-thinking. It thinks for you. So if no other tactic, before we even get into metaphysics and the occult, the day-to-day fucking minutia of fucking Frasier, Friends, Seinfeld, all the rest of that kind of shit, to tell you how to act, react, and how to socialize is a war tactic. To tell you what's hip, you get what I'm saying?
Right.
To tell you boy bands are hot or boy bands are not. That type of
That's
shit.
Right.
What are you wearing to the Grammys? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's all a war tactic. Now, the second layer of that is the metaphysical aspect of which this attacks you. So now let's say a director or a writer, which they don't have to be sinister. They don't have to be sinister. It doesn't have to be a big conspiracy. When you go to writing school, if you're just a fresh guy who's interested, you're a young upstart who wants to go into script writing, one of the things you have to study is mythology, because mythology is the template for all story writing. And the story writing, even though the stories may look different, the methodology for writing story is always the same. You need a bad guy. You need a predicament, and then you need a solution. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The elements are the same. You need a hero. You get what I'm saying? This is all mythology. The bad guy and the hero, polarity. And you can go into details. Now, again, I'm not going to go into as deep as many areas as I possibly could. For one, again, this would take 4 shows and maybe more. Plus, I did over 150 pages on the subject in my up-and-coming book, which you'll have soon. so I don't want to blow a lot of the shit I put in there. Mostly in my book, I dealt with the mind control of Negroes, what they have done to us, continue to do to us, how it's been effective, and I start pulling all the strings out of every Negro, all the strings, and show you how it comes into one ball. So we're not going to get into that. I'm not going to blow that for you. So what we're going to talk about here is the white agenda, because basically this is that's the biggest thing in the war. Now, the white agenda is quite simply because they cannot create any symbols of their own, and no new symbols really can be created. Every symbol is only can be uncovered and defined based upon the black, the original black man or the original black woman. So we know who we are. We know who we are already, which means everything has been symbolized for us already. And you could just take Egypt alone. Can you hear that sound, folks?
Yes, I can.
All right. Just let me know if you still hear me. All right. Every symbol in Egypt, every deity, every item you could name has shown its earthly symbol and its spiritual symbol or significance. So there's nothing really new under the sun. We've all heard that before. So white folks cannot come, and we're not talking about all white folks, because 99.999 of them don't know nothing. They just want to go to the movies and have a good time. We're talking about the less than 1% of conscious white folks that decide to take who either run this country or decide to take power based upon the ancient understanding of who you are and what they need to do to get the energy that we take for granted, actually, that we are no longer active in. So they have to, and all we have to do to activate these things was line up with the mythology. Line up with the mythology, because in the mythology is the story of energy, which is nothing but the same way a chemist will tell you don't mix ammonia and bleach because of this and this, or don't mix oil and water because of this and this. Well, don't mix Set and Horus because you have a whole story about them at war. So what you have to then your next so if you know this as a child, your next step was to be understanding what that energy is. And we've talked about that 1,000 times. So we need to understand that these our deities all represent forms of energies, and how they interplay is how we should use them, different times we should use them. They are formulas. They are medicines. They are lights. They are these things. So now white folks who just showed up on the planet, who know this 1%, know for them to save themselves, they have to utilize our energy and our symbols while we fucking watching Madea goes to jail. You know what I'm saying? watching 17 movies of Madea while Rudy Huxtable's in trouble, and we seem to walk out satisfied after Rudy Huxtable gets her ass out of some shit in the Madea series. You get what I'm saying? Like, while we on that level, you get what I'm saying? They're doing movies constantly, lining up with your comedic mythology, showing you success stories of raising chakras, and you name it. You name it, they have done it and portrayed this shit. Bruce Willis alone has done goddamn everything.
Yes.
Besides play the fairy. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because what they're trying to do is that's also a science, to use the same actor over and over, because the subconscious mind sees it as one entity. In fact, the subconscious mind sees black people, black men, black women, white women, one entity. This is why you have in movies stereotyped, or they call it typecast. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You always see these, what they call bit actors. Bit actors are like, I'll tell you, Cheech from Cheech and Chong, where you won't go to see a Cheech movie. Not anymore. Not without Chong anymore. But even but now, as Cheech has reinvented himself, because you see more Mexicans in movies, you'll see Cheech in every fucking movie, every Mexican movie playing a bit role. The bartender, the club owner, the store
right.
thief, the bad guy. That's called a bit actor. Meaning, he like Denzel. You can't see Denzel just choking the fuck up. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's a Denzel movie. So there is a difference. So these bit actors that become these vessels, and in fact, we're going to get into the science of the bit actor. Let me go from my list because we'll be talking all goddamn day.
Oh yes.
All
right.
Day. First thing, let me say this. We're looking at July 22nd for Wayne Chandler. July 22nd for Wayne Chandler. This is how this is going to go down. If you want to attend the live lecture to get the information, email me, atlantalectures@hotmail.com. I'm not going to answer immediately when everything's written in stone. That's when you get your replies, but send it now, atlantalectures@hotmail.com. I'm going to create an event on Facebook. For information, if you want to see this via live webcam. So we're going to have, this time is going to be live webcam for all my European folks, my black European UK Londoners. You get to see this. Now, shit, well, I can't really say that. I have motherfuckers buying panic packs in Ireland. So all
yes.
my Irish, all my Irish chaps who wants to show up. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
all you niggas,
right.
All my niggas from Scotland wearing them goddamn kilts. Come on down. I'm going to do an event and give you all the information how you can actually pay in advance and you able to see the live telecast. And don't worry, I found the site. Let's say the whole live you pay and the whole live telecast blows up. The same site you got VOD, video on demand, which means if it happened on a Sunday, you can see it on a Monday. So if you will see this. That's what I wanted. I didn't want it to be a live event, something flop, and then niggas be like, oh, panic. You know what I'm saying? That was very unmetaphysical what just
mm-hmm.
happened. So there's a backup. So I'm going to do an event. The easiest way to get the event from me is join my group. Anybody who's in my Facebook group automatically gets email, and it's pan-demon. Or you can email me at panicpack@hotmail.com and ask for what it is you need, and I'll send you that information. Now, also, I'm going to do classes as well. The first batch, I want the people from ATL because I want to do it. I'm going to do it live here. Then we'll do people via webcam abroad. But if you are interested in classes, this is for beginners. It's going to be 4 classes. They're probably going to be 3 hours long each class. So it'll be a month. We'll do it 4 times on a Saturday or whatever. And email me about it. Just put classes. And then I'm putting the curriculum together now. Basic magic understanding. You know, house fairies, cleaning the body, sending, you know, we're going to get into it now. Fucking motherfuckers
right.
Don't be necessary. You know, whatever it is, magically, we're going to get it all together. I'm going to give a blue for some of that feng shui shit, and we're going to do a little bit of that. All right. And email me, panicpack@hotmail.com. Of course, I got all the magical needs, all the magic
right.
Popping, the herb packs, the love packs, the ancestor packs. If you ain't emailed me in a while, you need to do it to get an updated list and get your shit on. All right. Now that we got that out the way, let's get it on. Now, the first thing I want to talk about is the actor. The actor's job is to become an empty vessel. My uncle was an actor, and I went to a couple of his acting classes. And the first thing they tell him is don't act, react. So a true actor understands this. And I've seen other actors say, no, you're not supposed to act, you're supposed to react. Because if you act, you're trying to do something. So if you walk into a scene and the train is blown up and you know there's a kid yelling and something's leaking, oh my God, I must leave the place. But if you react, that would be corny. But if you're reacting, what you're doing is reacting to a situation as if it's real. So this, you become this empty vessel. They did exercises where they would line up as a machine. And as a machine, each one, some person would do a part, make some shit up, and the other person would add on. The other person would add on. So I'm, and there was plenty of exercises like this, improvisation. Just to not think, the first thing that comes to your mind, you say it out. What they're training what they're training people to do is be the story that somebody else wishes to tell. You get what I'm saying? Now, there's people who go beyond that, and here's the difference. And if you don't think that's happening, and if you don't think that's big, when I tell you two people, just two people who don't do that, then you'll see the difference. The two people are Sam Jackson and Jack Nicholson. They don't react. Jack Nicholson is Jack Nicholson in every movie.
Yes,
Sam Jackson is Sam Jackson in every movie. But if you take these mediocre actors, you think you're looking at the same person because you constantly, you consciously see the same person. Subconsciously, that person as an actor became the vessel, and the message that they bring is stronger than you looking at, oh, I like Loretta Devine and Wesley Snipes and all the rest of them, because they become different people. The one who be the master of that on the other side of that coin is Robert De Niro. You can watch him in Cape Fear and watch him in Goodfellas and not realize you know it's the same guy, but you will see two different guys. The demeanor changes. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
What tells you they become this empty vessel. And for them, and that's really the key. Because that you then you'll say to yourself consciously, how can all these black people do all of that wild shit? How can Rames and Chuck, Larry and Chuck, go in the shower, ass naked, drop the soap, bend over, sing, I'm every woman, shaking his bare ass in front of fucking seven different men? How could they do that? Well, they're trained to be this vessel. They're trained not to think. They're trained to react, not to act. You get what I'm saying? Denzel doesn't do that. Denzel said, no, he said there was a scene in Pelican Brief where he was supposed to actually, it was more graphic, that he was supposed to sleep with Julia Roberts. He said no. You know what I'm saying? So you have to get to the point, you have to get to that place of that. Now, but see, this is why I said earlier, spirit, of course, these movies are spiritual, light and sound. We, as spiritualists, or as the true people of this planet, whatever, however you want to call it, can use that medium, too, to make a point, can use that medium, too, to take over. Here's some examples for you. Malcolm X, Denzel Washington. He was Malcolm X. Even better, Ray with that other funk, Jamie Foxx, Ray. He was Ray. Talk to Me. With Don Cheadle, he became Petey Green. Now, as a guy who's doing this work, I've talked to Malcolm X, Petey Green, and Ray Charles, and they all said, no, that was them coming through that movie. When they make the transition, there's a lot of humanity that's still stuck down here, especially for a famous person, because people want to remember them and hold on to them as they were. Take, for example, Jimi Hendrix. You get what I'm saying? Especially when they come fast and die young, because that's all you got. You don't have a transitional montage of pictures for them. You have that one frozen image in time. So what Jimi Hendrix did was took his power, put it into Prince. When Prince made Purple Rain, Jimmy got the energy and went on to another level. Joe Louis, who died a broke man, who was the champ, even when he was old and had to fight, what's the boy, Raging Bull guy, the white boy. The white boy beat him and still was hugging and crying, said he hated to do it because that's how he was. So he was working for casinos in the end as some novelty act and then there was still more indignities. He died in the 80s, Joe Louis. He said he went through Mike Tyson, raised up Mike Tyson, got the energy.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Now,
yeah.
Even on a more sinister level, there was a nigga in New York before there was rap music. Before there was rap music, you got famous in New York based upon stick-ups. There was famous stick-up kids. That was the way to get money. Niggas that brought terror to the planet. And there was a real nigga named 50 Cent in Brooklyn, Fort Greene, who brought terror. If you look at Rakim's Paid in Full album, on the back there's a posse shot, 50 Cent is on there. The rapper today took 50 Cent's name and ran with it. The real 50 Cent came through and said, yeah, that was him. They were on the verge of seeing this rap thing turn into something else. He just got the money.
Right.
I talked about a friend of mine named Lou, got killed early on, 23. He was from 12th Street, Vernon, 12th Street in Queensbridge. Now, Lou was an avid rap fan, and this was early on. Marley was on his block and everything. Long story short, his brother's an infamous mob, and Lou raises up the whole mob deep. It was his energy.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they take that energy and go to into a next level. So we need to understand that these rap, they are being taken over. Will Smith was taken over by Ali. How could you say Ali's still on the planet? When we come down here, with something called an Ori in the Orisha thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically your agenda down here or your job down here. Or what it is you came to do, your destiny. Ali already came to do what he came to do. So the energy of Ali is already gone. You just got that shaking dude left on the planet going, shaking his head. Okay. So the original Ali, the spirit can still be housed. Will Smith tapped in. So much so that in Men in Black 2, this nigga was still talking like Ali. He couldn't shake the goddamn Ali image because Will Smith, something in him likes to be taken over as a sacrifice. I Am Legend, he was a sacrifice. The Hawk movie,
what was the movie?
Hancock. He sacrificed his love. There was a movie where he gave his heart to Rosario Dawson as a sacrifice. And I'm missing two more. That's in my book. I go through all his movies where he becomes the sacrifice. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's this constant sacrifice. Something in his energy
seven
picks
pounds.
That up.
Yeah,
seven pounds is the other one. So, there's actually more. Like I said, I went through them in my book. And so somebody like him, Ali's energy could just take over. It takes him harder to get the shit off of him than, let's say, Denzel. And these niggas, I heard they had to labor to get that energy off of them. That's what happened to Heath Ledger, and he died. You get what I'm saying? Trying to be
the
a leg bop. You get what I'm saying? Right, trying to be a leg bop. Most movies in this war are to show the white man's dominance over you and his genius over you. You actually using your ancient genius while you're not utilizing. Now, you got to look at it originally. Movies have always, always, always been a war tactic. We can take this back to Buckwheat. You get what I'm saying? Stephen Fetcher and the rest of them.
Yeah.
Originally, it was outward, where niggas just get pies, ain't in the air but us chickens, and you know what I'm saying, tap dancing, falling through goddamn trap doors, seltzer water in the face, you know what I'm saying? You name it. Now, to show you how much of a fantasy and an agenda that was, what's the dude who played Beretta, he was actually he was one of the original rascals. He was an original little rascal.
He sure was. One of the
Petey
little
or whatever. His name is Robert whatever the fuck. This nigga is straight 730. There was a rumor that he even killed his wife. This nigga was crazy. If you don't think he's crazy, you got to look at The Money Train. This nigga was in the movie The Money Train. And I don't think he was acting. You get what I'm saying? This nigga was insane. Now, he did some movie where he played an insane guy in the 80s, and he came on Arsenio Hall. And this nigga just went haywire. He's just talking regular, and this nigga just said, wait a minute. I just got to say something here. I'm tired, and they beeping him. I'm tired of all this shit about buckwheat. Man, buckwheat was clean, baby. They dressed him like that. He said, buckwheat was clean. Buckwheat came to the with every time buckwheat came to the set, he was clean, baby. And like, if you remember in the 80s, Eddie Murphy was doing that buckwheat impression. So I guess he was telling it to Arsenio Hall, you know, birds of a flock together. So if you would look at buckwheat, you would say, oh, this is some nigga that just got caught up when he got caught up. But they dressed him like that. They did all of that kind of shit. And I bet you Farina was clean, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I bet you Steiny was clean. Since they use just regular upscale people that they dress for imagery. So, in other words, this is not a mistake. This is a conscious war to characterize you. Once we went out against this outright yes and mammy and the mammies and the slaves and the blatant tap dancers for nothing, they had to take it underground and get not just metaphysical, they had to get subliminal. And see, you're not going to be able to get this done unless you understand subliminal attacks. Because at the end of the day, what I'm trying to show you is how to do it yourself. It's hard because what you need is a lot of data. And you need to be able to have the foresight each time you walk in the movie to see what subject they're talking about. And then you have to have some knowledge on the subject. You get what I'm saying? You see colors.
Right.
You see colors, you're going to know you're talking chakras. And then once you keep it in the chakra area and you know what to look for the chakras, you look for the chakra story, then see what they're trying to say. In the Chronicles of Riddick was a chakra story, was a chakra story. And see what they were trying to say. In the Chronicles of Riddick, he starts off in a place called Cretormia, where he was locked down. And they even show him roll around on a string because it's told in the mythology, same way with Obatala drops this chicken on this chain, which is nothing but your spine, or you fall into earth. It represents the fall. He rolls down in Cretormia, and there are two dogs down there that keep everybody cool. That's Ida and Pingala, the yin-yang force. The second story up represented the sacral chakra. It was this orange sack that the gods were in. The third chakra, which is your solar chakra, represented the planet they was on. It was a sun planet, and they were running around in the sun trying to get out the sun. Then when they got out the sun, the girl that who played, I think her name was Jax in the movie, had on all green, which represented the heart chakra. He was starting to fight and try to rescue her. Then the dude, I can't remember his name, was Lord something. Lord Marshall was the pineal gland, which he had three masks on, which represented the pituitary, thalamus, and pineal gland. Lord Marshall. Right. Now, there was a guy who used to go to his planet who used to wear blue, who used to do the speeches for Lord Marshall. He represented the throat chakra.
He represented
communication. And on that planet, Cretormia, when they took his heart, that girl, he met the dude who would talk to him, the throat chakra, in a cave, which represented the mouth. And then he told him, I'm from the same planet as you, Aphirion, which is communication. He had on blue, which is the throat chakra. Riddick fights Lord Marshall, stabs him in the top of his head, which represents opening up the pineal, and sat on the throne, which represented the crown chakra. What you have is a whole chakra story all through that, which ended with the black man back on top. That was one of the greatest fucking movies if you knew what you was watching. You follow what I'm saying? If you knew what you was watching. And you got to see that. Then I can't remember at the time, there's always another movie to stop that, shut that bullshit down. And see, even if you put them in that position, they give him another movie called The Pacifier, where they feminize him without you knowing. He's a nanny to white kids. He's a tough guy. He's Ving Rhames, but he plays a nanny to white kids. You get what I'm saying? You just seen him turn into a nanny. You get what I'm saying? And solve white problems. They just gave you an Aunt Jemima. So they told you Mr. Tough, Pitch
yes.
Black, Riddick is the Aunt Jemima. Why does this matter? Your conscious mind would say, "That's a, it's just a funny movie. It ain't nothing but a movie, Panic." Your subconscious mind, as I already
yes.
told you, can't tell a difference.
Cannot tell the difference. Yeah.
For instance, play fuck around with me if you want to. If you knew Obama in the 70s, and he used to wear a dress, and now all of a sudden he's Obama with Michelle, and he cures all the ills of the planet. He feeds every, there's a chicken in every goddamn pot. You would still be saying, but that nigga had on a dress in the 70s. You still would be saying it no matter what, because you don't differentiate the two. You learn to do that in movies. Well, Wesley had on a dress, but he's still badass and Blade. Yes, that's true,
right.
But your conscious mind separates it. But they could shut down the energy of Blade or attempt to shut down the energy that he did in Blade by putting him in Wong Fu. You get what I'm saying?
Right,
because
right.
Your subconscious mind sees it as one thing. And again, believe you me, I'm going to stop right there with that because I go, it, that's the whole a section of one of my books, and I'm not going to spoil that. So, okay. As I pointed out, the white man's dominance. And if it's not metaphysical, because not all of them get metaphysical, they'll just get you straight out. One of the lethal weapons, this dude is not metaphysical, Richard Donner. I haven't, maybe he's done a metaphysical, but he just does, he did all the lethal weapons, and you'll catch him in some of them hot underground action movies, white man. In the movie, Mel Gibson makes Danny Glover takes off his clothes, one of those lethal weapon movies, all the way down to his underwear. Then he tells him to flap his arms like a chicken. And then he tells him to do something else. And then they rescue whatever. Then Danny Glover says, well, why did you make me do that? He said, because I just wanted to see if you would do it. You get what I'm saying? So I just wanted to see if you would do it. This is a subconscious attack. This is still showing his prowess. His ability to control you. So when you see all these lethal weapon movies and you get this feeling of, wow, we're really coming up. You know what I'm saying? You've seen Danny Glover's family, you know, this microwave family. They're just getting it together and all the rest of that. All through it, you see them actually serving Mel Gibson to give him what he couldn't, what he lost and couldn't accomplish. You get what I'm saying? So they this, so if they don't do it metaphysical, they do it straight out. Another non-metaphysical motherfucker, the king of non-metaphysical fucking you up is Quentin Tarantino. You get what I'm saying? You know, I could go on. I got a little section about him, but I could go on and on for days. First of all, fucking Ving Rhames in Pulp Fiction. Classic.
Right, yes.
Give
yes.
me classic. Just even in Pulp Fiction, just the way Jimmy, Quentin Tarantino's character, talks to Jules is insane. You know, dead nigga storage and all the rest of that kind of shit.
Right.
In the most subconscious I've seen, and he said it straight out, he said it to Rose McGowan in Robert Rodriguez's movie of Grindhouse. When they did the two Grindhouse movies together, he directed one, his boy, Robert Rodriguez, who did all of those Desperados directed one. And actually their third partner who used to do movies together was actually Spike Lee, Robert, and Quentin Tarantino. They was in the same class at NYU at one point. And so he said to Rose McGowan in the elevator, he points the gun to her pineal gland. And he basically, I can't remember the details of the speech. He goes through the entire speech talking about fuck all the drama, fuck all the behind the scenes, fuck all, basically fuck all the frills. I hit you right here
right.
and it's over. You know what I'm saying? In other words, he's saying it was a commentary, and especially when you hear him do this monologue, it was commentary on him saying, I understand about the metaphysical aspect. I don't want to take that long. I'm just going to show me fucking you, hillbillies fucking Ving Rhames in the movie. That's that. He clearly pointed that out. I'm going to tell you some subconscious shit. Jackie Brown. Pam Grier was known throughout the 70s for, in every goddamn movie, taking out the white establishment and fucking up corrupt cops.
Mm.
One and only movie, She takes down the black man and works with the cops. Reversed it.
Right, right.
He wanted the dude to fuck her, but he couldn't get away with that one, so she drove off in the sunset. But in that movie, you got to understand the mind control here. Her energy was as this black goddess, and in case you niggas want to know, when I contacted Queen Ty, she said her energy was on the planet through that afro in the 70s. So if y'all niggas want to get with Queen Ty, y'all need to get with that goddamn Cleopatra Jones, Foxy Brown, and all the rest of that shit. Now,
so he took
the energy and reversed it. He's not doing nothing metaphysical. He's just fucking you up. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he says that.
Right.
Now, you got movies like 300, White Man's Powers, Gladiator,
mm-hmm.
White, shit that never happened. All of this is built up into this action, power, killing movie, especially 300. That was insane. You know what I'm saying? Him going at that God, oh man, they just shit all over us in that. You know what I'm saying? Without no toilet paper and no courtesy flush. You know what I'm saying? Just shit all over us.
Mm-hmm.
Another way to reinforce mind control that's already established. That's another thing. So that's what all these superhero movies are about. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Mind control that was already established. You already escape. See, the superpowers are yours. Like I said, I could go. I'm trying to skip over this quick so we could get to some. I got 5 pages of movies I'm gonna go through. So we didn't even get there yet. So I'm trying to get there quick. But you need to understand the type of war before we even get into these type of movies. The type of war, and I'm going through it fast. See, the superhero concept is. We are the superheroes. We are the X-Men. In fact, Stan Lee admits, and he handed that writing off to someone else, Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, that separation in theory, I guess you would just say, in how they should handle
right.
civil rights movement, you know, the passive versus the aggressive or you know the difference. That's in the X-Men between Professor X and Magneto. And it's
mm-hmm.
not like you had to decode that. They tell you straight up. They said back when they did that, wherever it was, 60s, 70s, whenever that shit came out, they said black people bought all the X-Men straight out. It was a black thing. You get what I'm saying? Because we understood that plight. Now, the superhero itself, you got to understand the side. Most of what it is you are has only been accomplished because it is you became the knower. That's the trick here. That's the trick with any of this magic. Know that it works. That's why I don't accept panic. What do you think about it? You're defeating the purpose. Is make the most craziest thing you can think of for your ritual or for whatever it is you trying to accomplish, but your goal is not to wonder if it works. Your goal is to know it works. And that's how it works, to know it works. How do you think this world is in such imbalance by people who have no business at the steering wheel? Because you forgot. You forgot what it is you know. And they're acting like they know what you know. And you believe they know it. So it's not even them who know it. It's your belief in what it is you think they know. That outknows your ass.
Right.
And they only put it like they know because you forgot that you know. You get what I'm saying? This is reinforced constantly in movies. That is the only battery that got this running. So as children, the superhero in the comic book was the only escape or the process. You need to understand how powerful it is. The process of making young white kids become knowers and powers that they think they believe that they can achieve. This, my people out there in Remix Radio Land, is how you change your DNA with your thoughts.
Yes.
That's how you do it. Ain't nothing. See, I'm making it sound like it ain't nothing, but if you really sat with your thoughts, you would see how far from powerful you are right now because you think it's some bullshit. You get what I'm saying? You're thinking about what they doing.
What they got going on.
Right, what they got going on. So if you really had to sit and say it's all about my thoughts and me knowing, you'll find it a little bit more harder than you think based upon the fucking piles and piles of bullshit that you are sifting through every day, calling it progress. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The idea is to release yourself from the bullshit, to get into the self and start to organize your thoughts. So why Stan Lee is a hero, why George Lucas is a hero to them, because they offered some of the most powerful medicine for escape that this planet has seen for young white kids. They still dress up like Darth Vader, which is only Osiris, which is only Osiris. Again, as I pointed out, it's all yours anyway.
They dressed
up in black coats in the Matrix. That's nigga, melanin. That's you. So they know what you used to know, and they hoping, and you think you know, but you really don't know that they know nothing.
Right.
And I'm going to leave the nose alone because we'll be doing the nose all day. Let me say
right.
This show is dedicated to Oscar Meshaw.
Powerful.
And finally, I'm going to spell this nigga's name for you. Oscar. Last name, Michaux. He is the first African-American film director on the planet. 44 films. He was born in 1884, died March 25th, 1951. A master, conscious. I've talked to him many times, and every time I've decoded a movie, he was in there with me. So all you people dealing with the spiritual aspect of this thing, you're going to call on Oscar Meshaw. That's the picture that you see up in the chat room now.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Very significant. He's got a Wikipedia. See who he is. Spike Lee and them guys worship this guy. He was one of the first niggas on the Chittenden circuit. He did silent movies and went into the talkies. There was this movie, Birth of the Nation, this classic racist film. He did movies to do that. He has movies called Voodoo, movies called Black Magic. You get what I'm saying? Real shit. You get what I'm saying? God's stepchildren. You get what I'm saying? So if I don't son of Satan and all that kind of shit. So you need to get with him. He's comedic and he's very hard. So if you're gonna be in Decoded, this is dedicated
to
Oscar Meshaw. Now, the three things that they usually deal with in movies: things to come, things they hope, or reinforcement. Things to come. Things to come is usually those disaster movies that they know are inevitable. Now, you may think that they're disaster movies, just the disaster movies, but you have to say things like, how come in their disaster movies they always have a black president? You got to remember, we are carbon beings, which means carbon is melanin. That means we are melanin beings. But you've heard them say carbon-based beings. They are carbon-based beings, meaning they're based upon melanin. So being that they're based upon melanin, something deep inside their psyche also works as well. You get what I'm saying? But with them, because they're so fragile, is usually fear. So you usually see these fear things. So their most enlightening movies are disaster movies, because they know that this shit that they built up ain't going to be there forever. It can't be. It wasn't born...
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say it, my God, it wasn't born in any form of justice. It wasn't even born in harmony with nothing. So they know it's got to go. So things to come, you'll see a lot of that movie, and you'll see, but you'll always see them try to give hope at the end. There's a star or a boat or a dove or some shit that happens in the end. Things they hope.
Right.
Things they hope. That could also go with, like, the disaster movies as well. You know what I mean? And when we go into the movies, we'll be able to differentiate these three areas. Or, again, reinforcing a stereotype or reinforcing something you've come to believe, some institution here. They need to reinforce
right.
that constantly. All right? And we're going to get into the movie soon. I just want to talk about the love story. Every single movie cycle, every single, and there's a new movie every Friday since America has opened, there's always a love story. Why
yeah.
is this so important? Because the greatest story on this planet is the love story between the archetypal man and the archetypal woman, the black man and the black woman. That is the most greatest cosmic love story
yeah.
ever. To mimic it would be so divine. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So divine. Yeah. Now, you got to even understand, even in our ignorance, even in what we seem to be separated, is still a part of the greatest love story. And it's
yeah.
a part of the process. How do you know? Because every love story
mm-hmm.
you watch in the movies, they meet each
mm-hmm.
other, they like each other, then some fucked up shit happens, and then they work it out. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all in one movie. You know, they found out he wasn't really this, she really that, while you niggas is watching Deliver Us from Eva and all that rest of that dumb shit, these motherfuckers is doing ghosts. Now, I don't want to go too much into it because this is
right.
another thing I did in my book. But what they need to recreate is the fairy tale level of the love story, which is the mythology level, and give you the grief level. Love Jones. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When you walk the fuck out of the movie theater, you feel like, okay, they got together, but if his cat pisses on her couch, it's going to be a Love Jones too. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't walk away satisfied. Love and basketball. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
He broke his knee. You get what I'm saying? No fairy tale. Latifah, amazingly, has come closest to the fairy tale I've seen yet. You get what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
they do that with the heavyset woman because
mm-hmm.
in their minds, they think that the heavyset woman can't compete with the goddamn Renee Zellweger.
Their archetype.
Yeah,
right.
Their
right.
archetype. They old contraire mon frère. Like one time I was looking at this fucking record label, the gall of the white man. This nigga sat there and said to me, this is my boss. He said, I went to see that movie Dream Girls. And man, oh man, when they sang that song, every fat black woman in the house stood up. And you could
wow.
keep saying, my man don't want me, society don't want me. And this song, when they sing that song, I said, hold up. Oh, wait the fuck up. Hold
wow.
the fuck up. Hold
wow.
the fuck up. I said, and I'm going to say this, Doug. I said, look here, Doug, Dougie baby. I don't know what fucking show you was watching, but first and foremost, black men love fat black women. That's number one. They sitting up and jumping up because they love that goddamn song. I don't know what fucking train that you've been riding on, but the one I've been riding on, I see a bunch of fat women holding hands.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I said that
wow.
we don't have a problem with big women. That's some shit you learn from bikini movies. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You're so good. That's so fun. No, that's fucking true. I said, oh, God, I gotta quit this fucking job. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway,
right.
So, because they have this mentality, it's easy for them to cast Latifah in these movies, that other
right.
chick, Monique, and all of that. But you don't see this with the tight black women. You get what I'm saying? Holly Berry, Monsters
right.
Ball, you know what I'm saying? She can be with all the
right.
white person, you know, the perfect wife, the good wife's husband, all the rest of that shit. But if you don't see the fairy tale level, we talk, what's the fairy tale level? Ghosts. Mel Gibson, forever
right.
young. He's in a coffin,
mm-hmm.
waking up years looking for his love. Ghosts is the best example. They show you there's an afterlife. What's the one with Julia Roberts, Notting Hill? That little doofy, goofy white man. She sat there
right.
and sat to that motherfucker. I almost cried. I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy.
Right.
Like, I'm sitting there choked the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? fairy tale because she's a movie star and he's just a fucking schlob. You get what I'm saying?
Mm,
and I name about 10 more where they do this. Fairy tale. Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock in that movie Lake House. They send in mail across time. There's another one, The Time Traveler's Wife. Another one.
Oh,
this nigga goes
that.
Through time, all through time. He can't help it. He goes through some anomaly, goes through time, and meets his wife as a child, and spends his whole life going through time back and forth. Time Traveler's Wife. And again, the Lake House, they send in letters through time. You Got Mail. Or whichever
right,
one. Or
yes.
Tom Hanks and the other one.
Yeah,
it's bitch
You Got Mail.
Right, she meets him at the on the goddamn Empire State Building. You know what I'm saying?
They met on the internet, ways. And then they meet in real life. Yeah, that's
right.
It. You Got Mail.
Right, and there's more. You get what I'm saying? And again,
right.
That's why. And they will put actors again together for a subconscious impact. Keanu Reeves, Sandra Bullock. A couple of times they've done a couple of love stories. Tom Hanks and what's her name? Not Melanie Griffin, is it?
No.
Well, You Got Mail. Yeah, Melanie Griffin's her name.
No. Is it Melanie Griffin? No, not from You Got Mail. That's the girl that starred Meg Ryan or something. Not Meg Ryan. Meg Ryan.
You're right. And anyway, they'll put them. They was in You Got Mail, and they was also in Sleepless in Seattle. Was it Sleepless in Seattle?
Yes, Sleepless in Seattle. That's
right. That's the one I think she meets him in. And there's more. Like I said, I'm gonna leave that alone because that's in my book. I don't want to give all that away. All
right. Right.
And before we get into movies, we need to understand. Ultimately, this all leads to mind control. This is about controlling the masses. They often say, "Does art imitate life, or life imitate art?" I'm sure we heard that statement a million times, and as Negroes, we never really thought about that. So let's. What does that mean? That means, are we imitating movies, or are movies
imitating us?
Is this life and movies imitating us? Hell the fuck no. We are imitating movies. The movies get the ideas from life, and then they make it a fantasy. And I'm going to give you some examples like the Here It Go. Tupac.
Okay.
We keep it with niggas. If you watch that Tupac documentary in goddamn when he was in Baltimore with his friend said he's a punk, he couldn't fight. When you fight him, he would do the mouth, he would do the Martin Luther King on that ass. You put your hands up, he just drop to the floor, turn into a ball, and just kick at you. That level of the game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He said he did the movie Juice, and that was it. He became something else. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dr. Dre, fucked the police. This was still in the 80s. Some interviewer asked this nigga, what do you think about the police today? And it was still in the 80s. The songs were still out. No, it was in the 90s, around the time he slapped D. Barnes. So it was in the 90s. They said, he said, now that I've been watching Cops, he said, we need those police. You get what I'm saying?
Wow.
We need those police. Well, you can even look at Ice Cube and tell you how much the rebel lifestyle matters. How much the rebel lifestyle matters. And hold on, Blue. Let me just turn the AC on. It's getting hot. Give me 2 seconds.
All right.
While you give
All right, everyone. I'll just go ahead. Everyone, you know we are live in the remix with Brother Panic. And tonight we're doing part one. Don't forget, next Friday night we're going to continue with Brother Panic and Movie Madness, Decoding the Bullshit. And really just getting down to the nitty-gritty of this. And really giving you those tools that you need so you can start to decode your own movies. Know that you can always reach out to Brother Panic by emailing him at panicpack@hotmail.com. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Blunt. I'm back. All right. Like I said, Ice Cube, tough guy. He did the movie Triple X where he's saving the president. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And what they did for the mind control in there, they showed a series of Ice Cube's pictures in one scene, but they put in the actual picture from one of his albums, you know, the Jerry Curl album, making sure you see, to remind you of the imagery he was doing with all that fuck the police, and I'm a rebel, and America, KKK. They put up that exact picture to show you, and this nigga took an arrow for the president. You get what I'm saying? So what we're talking about here is the reality of life. Ice Cube, Dre, they're showing you once you get to the media, first of all, they either shut it down and give you your reality of life, or what we think as real life isn't real life. For instance, in the newspaper in New York, they did all the papers covered it. De Niro, Robert De Niro, got punked by some dude. He's like, "I'll fuck you up, Mr. De Niro." And Robert De Niro was like, "Oh, no problem. Go ahead. After you, sir." And it was like the tough guy and the leather jacket guy and the mob guy. I'm like, he's a fucking actor. You get what I'm saying? It's not reality. There was a movie, a football movie, Friday Night Lights or something like that. In the movie,
In the movie,
they were doing this stunt, the football players, where the guys, the cars would drive, they would lay on the floor and cars would drive by them at high speed, just missing them. People were starting to do this in real life. So they had to cut that scene out of the movie. Not people not responsible not to do it. They had to cut the scene out. That's how stupid they are. Or MTV Jackass. They tell you, stop sending us jackass shit. We're not going to look. Which means to make a warning like that, you must know the influx of dumb shit coming. Now we just call it YouTube. You get what I'm saying? We just call it YouTube. You know what I'm saying? All you have to do, Snoop Dogg. First of all, they tell you this is real life. So you can understand where I'm going about with life imitating art and art imitating life. They tell you, "I'm Snoop Dogg. This is real life. Long Beach, Compton. This is what we do." So now he has to imitate his art now. So he fucking wind up killing somebody.
Right.
But if you looked at his face when he was on trial, he didn't look like, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Right. He looked like a scared little boy, which means his art and his life are two different things, imitating each other. And now when it spills over into real life, you see what it really is. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Eminem, his art. Real life, what happened? Motherfucker went crazy.
Yeah.
He was acting crazy. All right, so let's get to some movies. And again, I'm not going deep into movies. What I'm going to try to do now is show the methodology. The methodology. You're not going to be able to decode movies unless you know some shit. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You know some shit. You get what I'm saying? All right. We're going to start with the most classic movie of all. We don't have to decode it. We just could talk about it. The Matrix. The first one, The Matrix was interesting because for the first time, you seen a highly metaphysical movie. At this point, you had Bobby and Phil talking about movies, not decoding them necessarily or decoding them somewhat within the context of a lecture, but saying, "Look, people, there are messages in movies." And people are like, "Yeah, I kind of get it," and maybe, and all the rest of that. But when The Matrix came out, it was hands down, undeniable, and they made it so mundane that it was damn near genius. So much so that the powers that be had to step in and say, "No, you need to fix this shit," and they certainly did. And number one, Morpheus was all-knowing, all-teaching, black man. There were a bunch of Negroes doing what they did in that movie as Negroes. And in fact, Will Smith was supposed to play Neo.
Right.
But turned it down for Wild Wild West. Ain't that a hoot? Now, in 2 and 3, all they did to shut down number one was made Neo Jesus. Morpheus turned into the knowing into I believe. I believe in Neo. I believe in Neo. So the mind control was put in. People wanted to talk about what's the mother of the Matrix. I'm going to tell you what I know about that so far. She used to write these books basically about the machine taking over, which is enough for copyright infringement if she could prove the case. In fact, Tef was the first one because Tef is one of the guys who read those books. He was the one who coined the phrase Teferu, and he's been on this show. He's the one who coined the phrase Mother of the Matrix. I think he did the story with Javon Bruckner in Ghetto Time. Javon Bruckner picked up on her story and kept it going. And
yeah.
and then it became what you guys know it is today. Basically, her story didn't say Neo and Terminator, but the story was close enough for her to make her case. And that's what it is. That's what infringement is. Another example
right.
of that, there was a guy who used to work for a newspaper who handed in a script about two guys from Africa that just come to America and get into this adventure. And he handed it to Paramount. Eddie Murphy did Coming to America. He sued Eddie Murphy successfully. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this happens
yeah.
all the time. This happens all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you know, I don't know the details, nor do I want to speculate. But basically, that
right.
you know, that part I do know. All
right.
There's
right.
a movie
yeah.
called There's a movie called The Mist. There's a lot of movies. On Necronomicon that you'll see. Those are the scary movies. But those are the scary movies that are weird, like Phantoms, Ghost Ship, The Evil Dead, The Mist, The Fog, Cloverfield, and
mm-hmm.
more will come. When you see this style of movie, and they always will
yeah.
tell you, they will always tell you, something ancient, something evil, something has
right.
emerged. When you hear these type of things and you see these weird monsters with tentacles, what they're talking about is the primal nigger energy. So you need to know
mm-hmm.
this. Whenever you go to a movie, Cabin Fever was the last one, where they tell you
yeah.
you have locked up something ancient in that movie
yeah.
Phantoms, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
Where there was this black goo that was
mm-hmm.
taking over the town with a consciousness. The older movies like that were Creature from the Black Lagoon, The Blob,
mm-hmm.
where you have these
mm-hmm.
these things from space. Where they actually get all of that from is a mythology. That
yeah.
mythology is the Necronomicon. I've talked
yeah.
about it plenty of times. H.P.
Yeah.
Lovecraft is a white boy who used to get these dreams, wake up and write them down. And he used to write for Weird Tales Comics in 1918, whatever. And long story short, when he died, he said, anybody could write on my mythos, which was later on dubbed Necronomicon. And everybody has. You get what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? That's why
right.
he is known as one of the fathers of modern horror. Now, the way the world looks at it, as the mundane people say, he was just having dreams and writing down great stories. The occultists say, oh, hells to the fuck, nah.
No,
this motherfucker
no.
here was getting channels from an ancient world. A major deity named Cthulhu was his chief deity. Cthulhu sleeps in the river in the Pacific Ocean. He used to rule the world, but fell his city, Crystal City, Relia, has sunk underneath the Pacific Ocean, only to rise again. This is Osiris'
hey.
Story. To rise again
mm-hmm.
and wipe out humanity. Humanity didn't exist when Cthulhu ruled the planet. And then there's these outer gods, and you can go on and on for days.
Yay.
There's a Necronomicon chapter in my book, and I decode the primal urges. Cloverfield, when you've seen that spider just spewing out, that's a Necronomicon
oh, yeah.
being called Shub-Niggurath. Shub-Niggurath and the Thousand Young, who gives all her energy, her cosmic energy. You can look at it as the Big Bang. She is also a goat. Baphomet represents Shub-Niggurath. Baphomet represents Shub-Niggurath, who controlled that energy, Kundalini energy, raised it up back to illumination. Shub-Niggurath is the primal chaotic version of Baphomet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to leave that alone, because that's in the book. Now, these deities, these main deities, like I said, I go through Azathoth, you know what I'm saying, Nyarlathotep,
right.
you know, Hastar, Azathoth. They won't say those names, but
right.
the Necronomicon, which basically means divination by the dead, the movie genre for this is very major. And what they're talking about, They make such ugly monsters. You won't put them next to Horus and Mayotte and the rest of them. But what they're talking about is your primal power. Bobby Hemmett decoded this thing a long time ago. He said, why they show this primal power as being ugly, because on planet Earth, it is ugly. Now, I've showed you this through the Kali lecture that I did. Kali would look fierce. We're no longer scared by it, because what they did was, in movies, desensitize us to what would be considered in our imagination scary. Like certain demons you'll see in Hindu deities, like, that don't look scary. Or Kali doesn't look scary or fierce anymore because of you had a steady diet of Freddy Krueger. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You had a steady diet of Jason.
True.
So what that does is desensitize you to the power of Kali. You get what I'm saying? And which is the goddess of death, which is done on purpose. But Kali is fierce on Earth, but the most beautiful mother in the heavens, because on Earth, when she comes down, she takes on the attributes of the ignorance of humanity. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Greed,
mm-hmm.
sloth, vengeance, envy, all that she takes on that, which makes her look ugly, fierce, bloodthirsty. Same thing with Medusa.
Right.
Medusa was the most beautiful in the universe, cursed by, I believe it was Athena.
Athena, yes.
This bullshit illusionary goddess of love, not because she's just a white Athena, because she represents what you call sweet in nature, which is also imprisoned down here as well. It's the energy in nature that we must release in a whole nother lecture. But the true beauty is actually Medusa. That's why she's shown as a snake, because it represents the kundalini energy trapped inside your body, which is the most beautiful energy. Which is the most beautiful part of you, your life force energy. That's why Medusa's with the snakes. She turns into a horse, Pegasus, which is why Jesus comes on a horse. You just told him on Christ's energy when she gets back to the heavens. You get what I'm saying? So in the Necronomicon movies, how they can unrelate it to the black man is when they make these nasty monsters. When you see Cabin Fever and you see these old weird one-eyed guys with pus oozing from them, or another movie, what's that movie when there was 13 ghosts? 13 ghosts.
Oh, yeah, 13 ghosts.
Trapped.
Yes.
They keep showing you these traps. Cabin Fever, they kept showing you them were trapped. I think, you know, Cabin in the Woods, that's the new one, not Cabin Fever. Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods.
Energies were trapped.
Yeah.
And they tell you straight out, we keep them here, so we don't want to release the old gods. They're telling you that. That's all Necronomicon shit. So whenever you go into the movie and hear the old gods, the dark ones, the ones who sleep, the ancient ones, relic, and all this kind of shit, that's Necronomicon. So what you need to know when you hear that should trigger you to know they're talking about the ancient black man's energy that will rise up and destroy this reality as we know it. So when you seen that last movie, Prometheus, all that shit was about what? A dark black substance. Whenever you see a dark black substance, you're talking about melanin, which is still the ancient substance that's going. So they tried to. You had white people trying to weaponize melanin. You get what I'm saying, throughout this whole movie, because it truly is a weapon to them. You get what I'm saying. You just don't know it because you're locked in a canister. You get what I'm saying, and that's what they showed you in the movie. The melanin is locked in the canister. You don't want to free that melanin. You get what I'm saying. They showed the worm in that movie, and that worm is represented in the Necronomicon all day. That's called Nyarlathotep, the great worm. There's a book called The Mysteries of the Worm. You get what I'm saying? The worm represents wormhole or gateway. In that movie, that snake jumped out and opened his mouth and looked like a stray caduceus, a winged snake. You get what I'm saying? They're not playing. They're showing you your symbology back at you, but they're trying to use it and make you something else. Well, see, when the lady's sitting there going, humanity, and where did we come from, and who created us, white people were created. We're self-created. We created them. So since we think we're human, we think they're talking about us. You get what I'm saying? No, your black ass is on that floor in that cave. You get what I'm saying? Trying to be controlled. All right. Natural Born Killers. Natural Born Killers. Excellent movie. It's a Kundalini movie. Mickey and Mallory were yin and yang. They had two snake rings. One night I went through all this. I never wrote this down. I went through all this movie. What you're talking about is these two primal forces that can't be separated. When you come down to Earth, they're separated. Now, see, remember I told you about Quentin Tarantino. Quentin Tarantino wrote Natural Born Killers. And I read his script, quite unmetaphysical. It was just a piece of Americana badass. Oliver Stone got his script, rewrote his script, and put the metaphysics in it. That's why you had Quentin Tarantino on the elevator saying, fuck metaphysics. I'm going to shoot you in the head. It was a big beef between Oliver Stone and Quentin Tarantino. You get what I'm saying? And like I said, I read the original script, nothing to do with metaphysical. Even when they get to, remember, they get snaked by juice. It's a whole Kundalini story. The rings, I haven't watched it in a while. It was a whole Kundalini story. And they kept saying, you can't separate us. You can't separate us. And what they were talking about is the black man and the black woman. You can't separate us. We will always find each other. You get what I'm saying? They had the wedding in blood, and they showed the two snakes wrapped around, going together, yin and yang.
Yes.
That speech that Mickey gave, watch that shit again, being conscious. When that nigga was going, I evolved. That nigga said my whole shit. Why did I never bring this up? This the whole shit I've been telling you about humanity. Go watch that shit again. The shit when he has the interview in the jail. He said, I evolved. I used to be like you. I used to be human.
Yes.
He said, now it's about Mickey and Malady. Boom, boom. He basically said, I don't get. Now, of course, they made it dramatic where he was killing humanity, which I never said nothing like that. But what they were talking about is, to be less dramatic, me being less dramatic, them being more dramatic, was how he was past humanity, past caring. That's why he said, I'm going to kill you, motherfucker, because you human. You ain't connected.
Right.
Remember me telling him? He's like, you doing this shit for the camera player.
Yes.
And it was, and then they went to the pineal gland with the whole camera was the last third eye. That shit went out. And then when they were in the van, it represented the crown chakra. When it was in the store, it was all green, represented the heart chakra.
Heart chakra.
I can't remember everything. They did some red shit in the beginning with the blood. I can't remember what it was. They did, but it was when they got married, they had some red shit on. It was the root chakra. They went through the whole chakras on there. But go listen to that speech he did and do it. Don't listen to it to be literal. Listen, he's saying some straight Gnostic shit. He said, oh, I used to be like you. I should care about humanity. He said, I'm beyond you. He said these words, I've evolved. Fuck humanity. I've evolved. Like, y'all think I'm just talking that shit. What I'm doing is about study. You get what I'm saying? About study. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right, there's a movie called Being John Malkovich.
Oh, yeah. I remember
real
that.
Metaphysical and real funny. Now, when I see a movie like this, I said, in Natural Born Killers, let me go back. What was clear was it looked like Oliver Stone was trying to teach Quentin Tarantino a lesson about goddamn script writing. You get what I'm saying? So took his script and made it metaphysical to show this little boy how to take it to the next level. And I don't know. So basically, Oliver Stone does nothing but does metaphysical shit. He fucks with some niggas too. In that goddamn football movie, he was doing a lot of subliminal shit. You know what I'm saying? There was one scene, I'll tell you real quick. LL and Bill Bellamy was in a room. He opened the door. LL is standing up, Bill Bellamy sitting down at different, you couldn't tell the depth based upon the camera.
Uh-huh.
So it looked like Bill Bellamy was giving LL head. Bill Bellamy was smoking a cigar. I can't remember the line he said, but it was dick related. And it was subliminal, like he was sucking LL's dick. And also, you'll see the scene, they did it in the movie, they also did it to Denzel and Ricochet. They'll get undressed in the locker room, and a white person will come in the same, and they'll be the owner or the boss, which is the same slave, you know how they used to look at the slaves ass naked? They did the same,
right.
It was subliminal, and they did that they did that. They pointed that out more in that football movie, Any Given Sunday, which was Oliver Stone. Which was Oliver Stone, and they did that in Ricochet. They did it in a couple of more movies. Ricochet to Denzel. Lindsay Wagner did that to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, me and John Malkovich is real metaphysical, but they'll do metaphysical movies, too, that really don't harm. Spike Jonze, I think, did that. They'll do metaphysical movies because, remember, half the shit they learn to write is mythology. So I actually wrote this one. Being John Malkovich was being John Malkuth. Malkuth represents the Earth sphere. And what you have is two people who were trying to experience the head in John Malkovich because it represented a higher frequency. You have one, the guy was a puppet master, which represented humanity, a puppet. And she was an animal trainer, which also represents humanity. What they were doing was going down this gateway and going to the actor John Malkovich's head and experiencing the life of John Malkovich. I actually written this up a long time ago. There was so much to it. But it was representing them having a higher consciousness in his head. So there'll be metaphysical stories or occult stories, but they're not always have an agenda. So don't always look for a nasty agenda. Just understand the metaphysics in the movie, and then you'll be able to see the agenda. Like, there'll be movies that just give it up to you. There was a movie called Children of Men where humanity could not have children anymore. And humanity was dying out. Of course, a black woman comes, and she's pregnant, and she's the first one who's pregnant. The first scene, they show her naked in a stable of cows. You're like, oh, that's disgusting. But they were talking about her as the great mother, as Hathor, coming to save humanity again. So they'll give that shit up to you, but you don't get much fanfare on that goddamn kind of movie, but they'll do that. Fight Club. Fight Club, excellent movie. Like I said, it was highly metaphysical movie, and ultimately it was the movie about the ego, the ego. This guy, Edward Norton, was being this regular slub. He would say in the movie, you're my mini snack friend or some kind of shit like that, because he would take a lot of planes and go to all of these cities. But it would be the same mundane thing after another. So his spirit was trying to break his ego. Rise up and bring. So, in other words, it was chaos in the form of Tyler Durden coming up to release him from his ego, what it is he thought he was, the IKEA guy. And then he become a fight club. What does that mean? That means your higher self and your lower self is always fighting. It is set in Horus fighting. You get what I'm saying? Set in Horus fighting. Or they kind of borrow from it. It doesn't fall true. It's just really your lower self. It's just really your true self fighting with who it is you think you are. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So the house you think you are, the this, that you think you are. So long story short, he realized who he really had to kill, who was the real evil. It wasn't Tyler Durden. The real evil was himself. That's why he shot himself in the head. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That's why he shot himself in the head. And if you go through, like I said, it's metaphysical. It's like I said, no agenda, but deep metaphysical. Another movie that you should see, because people would say, well, how could they line up all of these conspiracy movies and all the rest of that kind of shit? You know, there can't be all of these people in it together. All you have to do is watch a movie, if you can find it, called The Player. It has an ensemble cast, but Tim Robbins is in it. Whoopi Goldberg is in it. It's called The Player. And what they show you is how Hollywood movies, it's a mystery movie, but they show you how movies are made. And basically they tell you the studio only makes 6 movies a year. Only a few execs say, we need this type of movie. And then everyone else goes, Steven Spielberg will come pitch him a movie, but they say, no, we're not looking to do that this year. So for instance, if they say at the very top, okay, we're going to do this to Haiti. We need a movie to support that. Then we say we need a love story on another planet about a tree. And then they give their subordinates and they tell them, look, James Cameron, this is what we're looking for. Okay, I got a script called Avatar. Okay, this is the elements that we need in it. All he has to do is tweak that script and make it, now it fits in. So it's not like there's 1,000 people making Avatar understand and they're going to line up with a Haiti ritual. And if you don't know, I did that whole thing on Avatar before. All they have to do is tell a couple of people how to line this up. You get what I'm saying? How to, or what it is they need from them. And whatever script he has boiling, all he has to custom tailor fit to what the studio wants to make big that year. So if you want to see that process, watch a movie called The Player. There's a movie called Descent. There's one with Rosario Dawson. My suggestion is don't watch that one unless you want a real fucked up surprise. When I bought that shit, and it's on Netflix. When I bought that shit, I said, oh, no, this is terrible. There's a European version of Descent where they go cave, when they go underground cave digging or whatever the fuck they do.
Okay.
Entire shocker story. In the movie, the woman actually turns into Kali, has Kali's sickle, whole transformation thing. The colors go, you know, and all the rest of this jazz. It goes along with this, that, the other in terms of the chakras. So when you go in the movies, what you want to do, the first thing you do, you got to know the template or the easiest template from a story is the order of the chakras.
Mm-hmm.
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, purple, and each of their frequency. So you'll see them start, you'll count numbers. You'll see 7, you know they're talking about chakras. You get what I'm saying? You know, based upon the numbers, you'll see 13, you'll see 33. They always show you that 30 fucking 3, like if you don't get it by now, that's a Masonic number. Like you never were, like,
right. Instance, exactly.
In the Fearless 4 movie, they were on the 33rd floor. What else is new? You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, in Descent, they go through all the chakras. So you want to look for key things whenever you walk in a movie. See if the colors line up. That's always the easiest. See what numbers they are. Like, whatever it was, like, in that movie Riddick, he said the temperature is like 13.3 Celsius. So you do 3 plus 3 is 7. Okay, if he's going all the way down to 13.3, he's going down to 7, which is chakras. You get what I'm saying? So once you see that it's a chakra story, then you start there. Then you got to know your chakras. You got to know at least a basic on the energy frequency and see what they're trying to say. Then you're going to see the real underground story. For instance, there's a movie that Bruce Willis did called 7 Block. 7 chakras.
Yeah.
The boy is in it, a Mos Def. He has a bald head. He's the pioneer one. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So as you see it, you see Bruce Willis going through all 7 chakras through the movie. So what do you see there? You see, if they already have Bruce Willis in all of these hero movies, and we subconsciously know him from the 80s as the ultimate hero, the ultimate savior of the day, as this template is in your goddamn head, to put him in a chakra story puts them all in a chakra story.
To show
you is the fucking helper, as Mos Def did with his old... He was talking like Stephen Fetch in the movie for no reason. If y'all niggas think that nigga is conscious, y'all niggas got a long way to go on consciousness. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Uh-huh.
So when you see these numbers, 7, automatically 7 chakras. Again, when you see this, ancient evil has returned. Start thinking melanin and start seeing what they're talking about. See, you got to realize it's evil to what we know today as normal. So it would be evil. You get what I'm saying? So when they say evil, they're talking about your true power. They're talking about Medusa. They're talking about Kali. You get what I'm saying? They're talking about your true power. Osiris is Lord of the Dead, Lord of the Underworld. That's evil. You get what I'm saying? That's the devil.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
That's Sekhmet the devil,
We got used to that, but Sekhmet is bad. Alegba is considered the devil. You get what I'm saying? Latentissima Muerte.
Right.
Pain of death. You get what I'm saying? Baron Zombie is evil. See, so we got used to that and call that normal. But the shit that they're trying to show us, Cthulhu and phantoms and and the octopus that never dies and all that kind of shit. We're not connecting with that. But we need to understand that's code word. So when we see that ancient evil has returned, there has been a, automatically know and see what they're saying, see what they do with it, and then you can see the subconscious ritual because they're going to always try to put it back in the box, send it out of space, freeze it in the goddamn ocean. Get what I'm saying? If anybody knows anything, you got to be trained for the goddamn Decepticon. They buried him 700 feet. They buried, in the first movie, Megatron, 700 feet in underwater. Seven chakras. They buried him in the chakra system. You get what I'm saying? They're telling you what they're trying to do to you. You while you glorifying, oh, my chakras are vibrating. No, that's a light prison. That's a light prison.
Right.
It's
right.
supposed to be a ladder to get the fuck up out. It's a light prison. So it's not glorified. See, they understand that. You need to understand where your power is. You the Megatron. You the one that they fucking up. Fucking got Optimus Prime and them niggas up in this motherfucker. We must save the humans. That's all fucking bullshit. That cube that they were trying to save. They were trying, the Decepticons was trying to unfold that cube. You know what I'm saying? Because humanity represents the cube. That's what it means when you say, I think outside of the box. I'm on my square, not in my square. That's why
that's
I'm sitting in class all day and make that 3D box. That 3D box, that 3D box has 12 lines. Your box or your prison is the 12 fucking zodiac.
Yeah.
It has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and a point in the middle. Seven.
Mm-hmm.
Seven chakras is your prison, that box.
That box.
It's a 3D box. Third dimension is your prison. 3, 7, 12. 22. What's 22? The 22 Hebrew letters that is your fucking prison around this universe. Y'all got to get this. This shit is about freeing yourself from this shit, not getting with it and upgrading it. It's about freeing yourself from this goddamn prison. All of these things you come to find as divine, they're divine numbers, but they're divine if you understand what it is they are. You get what I'm saying? What it is they are and how to get beyond them. And you need to understand what it is they're putting on you with these number frequencies, these sound frequencies, these color frequencies when you're sitting in a movie theater. That's the only way your ass is going to get up out of it. Or your TV. You get what I'm saying? Or the radio, too. The radio, too. They put all that shit, all them sound waves underneath the radio. That's why your kids are so fucking dumb. So fucking dumb. It puts my stupidity to shame when I was a child, and I was a stupid child. You get what I'm saying? The shit they doing right now is like, God damn. You know what I'm saying? Dribbling and shit. You know what I'm saying? Kool-Aid drinking. Now, you need to understand this at the basis of it, so when you walk into these movies, if it's in your conscious mind, it cannot penetrate the subconscious mind. You get what I'm saying? Cannot penetrate. Now, movie, Alien versus Predator. Alien versus Predator. Not even that one. It was one before that with Sana Lathan. One of the most badass movies I had to decode it. First of all, understand Predator and the Alien have always been another Necronomicon-esque type movie. And it was the Alien was the primal mother, the great mother. Laying, you look at that snot, mouth-ripping thing. Like, I ain't got nothing to do with that. But you met her laying motherfucking eggs. You get what I'm saying? And the Predator was the ultimate warrior, the ultimate huntsman. So it made sense for them to eventually come together. The one with Sana Lathan, where they actually had an alien predator baby. Then they took the science out and did Alien versus Predator, took the science out and made it a scary movie just because they went so hard showing you. They found an ancient pyramid, the one with Sana Lathan, straight Kundalini story. They went down the tube and all the colors lined up, and eventually they show her, the black woman on planet Earth, as the great mother. They built her up to the goddess level, and they did 3-4 movies, her dating white people to shut it down. So they also build you up to a goddess. They'll show you that. See, that's how serious they take movies. Why do you think they built Aaliyah up as Akasha in that movie? Then showed you the ritual of all of them. They built her up and showed you them sucking all her blood out, freezing her up, and them transforming. Because what they're trying to show you is, do these movies, you got to remember, they got something called the Screen Goddess. And they do rituals, they do rituals to the Screen Goddess, and kill them early, or the Screen God. They show, what's the boy, James Dean, Marilyn Monroe, because this way these people get to live forever. You get what I'm saying? What they don't do is show the black woman as the Screen Goddess. They show her as, I don't need no man. You get what I'm saying? Now, going back to Sana Lathan, no, she did movies. First of all, they showed her in movies portraying black men, first and foremost, early on. Now, even as corrupt in the end as Love and Basketball, she still shined through as somebody who really loved that guy. So they stopped that. And Out of Time, she got with the white boy in the movie, Dean Cain, portrayed Denzel, leading man. In Blade, she got with the white boy, Frost, and portrayed Wesley Snipes. And I'm forgetting, like, a couple more, too. Then she got with, in Nip and Tuck, she got turned out by the white boys. But I did a whole writing on Something New and the sick mind control that was in. Something New wasn't for her. Something New was for the white boy getting with her. He was a gardener. Isis, as the gardener, she says her garden needs tending. He was a plowsman. He came and plowed her garden. It was all sorts of symbolic. He was standing out there with a big black plow. He had his dog. He was Osiris with Anubis who guided him through the underworld. I mean, if you need, email me. I'll send you just the writing I did on that shit. 25 motherfucking pages on the science of that movie and the mind control that was in. Now, I wouldn't even do that anymore. I don't even care. But back then, I was on some old bullshit. I did that. So Alien versus Predator, when they show you that black woman, and even though they showed the Predator who was representing the black man, this was a way for them to show you a love story, but we would never put it together unless it's the regular black man and the regular black woman. We have to go beyond what's apparent and look at the symbols in it. So you got to look at the symbols. When you see these movies, you want to look at the symbols, not at what actually happened or what they said. So you see a black warrior, that's a nigga. With dreads, that's a nigga. You get what I'm saying? You got to start adding those things together. Now, there are movies like National Treasure that made Sonic movie, Eyes Wide Shut, which is supposed to be a secret society movie, The Skulls. Those movies are bullshit. People really start warming up their hands. Oh, they're going to do a movie about the skull. If you think they're going to drop some real skull shit in there, au contraire, mon frere, you might see some old shit that you already read about. National Treasure is supposed to be all this deep and Masonic. All they did was make founding fathers seem like they had some ancient wisdom that only these geniuses could figure the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? So when they go straight out, it's never that. But they give you a lot of these straight out movies to make it seem as if they're doing something special. Right, we talked about Hancock a little bit. Hancock, what you've seen was a ritual of them reversing it. See, again, we've seen Hancock, Will Smith, with the white girl thinking, he's just with a white girl. But you got to peep the subtle thing. Each time she threw on her costume, she had on all black, had the black eyeliner on. She represented the ancient woman. If you listen to what she said, we was in Mesopotamia together. We was in Sumeria together. We was in Babylon together. Ancient Egypt together. He's talking about the black woman. You get what I'm saying? We just get mad when we see this white girl going, what the white girl doing? But you got to peep this. But your subconscious mind understands this. Now you got to listen to the message. What was the message in that movie? The message in that movie was, we must separate. You just watched a whole movie where they subconsciously attacked you and told you, black man and black woman, your powers work only when you are separated. They subconsciously told you that. You just think it was Charisse, whatever the fuck her name is, and just said, ah, whatever, good story. Maybe you've seen it, maybe you didn't. But if you're not aware of it or if you don't bring it to the conscious mind, it becomes a subconscious attack. Even at the very end of the movie where he's supposed to rise, you see him descend. You get what I'm saying? They just turned it all around. You still there, Blue?
Yes, I'm still here.
Just making sure you're still there. All right, there's another movie like that, King Kong, especially the last King Kong. It was a very highly scientific movie, but we still stuck on the old King Kong where you had this black monkey going all crazy for this white woman. On the surface, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It sure in the hell is that. You get what I'm saying? On the surface. But if you look and understand the metaphysical concept of the soul being white and pure, nothing to do with white people. Again, as I told you, in the movies, white people have always been trying to wear the big shoes, your big shoes. So white is a symbolic of purity, not white people. Get what I'm saying? Black is just as pure. It's just the other side of the polarity. Get what I'm saying? So you associated blackness with darkness and all of this. But if you was in a room with all white, with nothing else, you would be just as blind as in a room with all black. You need contrast. You get what I'm saying? You need contrast. So whiteness represents purity, and black represents a level of purity too, depending on what you think of it. It's purity in a negative polarity, or white purity in the positive. But now, in mythology, because white is connected with the positive or the rise, you'll see the white Isis and all the rest of that. Now, there's a book called Polarity, The Gift of the White Stone, by I think it's R.H. Mueller, which is actually a pen name of Kenneth Grant, one of the guys that took over the OTO after Crowley. Excellent book, but he talks in detail about the white Isis. And if you're thinking white people, you would never get this. But the white Isis represents the purity. And it's that process of purity is what we're going through. How do you know? Well, coal is melanin. And the process of the pressure makes it the pure diamond or the white flawless diamond. You get what I'm saying? Has nothing to do with white or black people. We're just talking about the process of melanin becoming the pure white Isis. So if you look at the movie, I mean, she goes through the shot. She couldn't make it the earth represented the real world, or New York, wherever she was in, represented the real world. But she didn't have she needed to go through a process. She couldn't get along. She was starving. She gets on this boat, a red boat, root chakra, gets caught in these mountains, and eventually meets her animal self. And you can see through their interplay through the movie that she represented, she needed him to kick ass on the terrain, and he needed her to show him higher shit. Remember, he was searching for higher shit, King Kong. He was sitting on the ledge meditating and all that kind of shit. She's juggling, showing him shit, showing him tricks. So eventually, when he comes back to New York, he's out of place because that represented the real world. So the beast is out of place, and they did this. This was a cult movie. Empire State Building is on 33rd Street, which represented the spine, the 33rd degree Mason. They even said in the movie she couldn't take the higher planes. She represented the higher planes. And, of course, after the beast does the fall, her soul is renewed, the white Isis. So it was a metaphysical movie. And, of course, I'm going to go through it quick. I've talked about Revolver before. You need to see the movie Revolver. Highly metaphysical movie about the ego. You need to hear old shows if you don't know what that is yet, because I've talked about this plenty of times. There's a movie called Big Fish. The guy who played the lawyer, Aaron Brockovich, is the star. And this movie is interesting because this shows a big part in what I spoke about earlier. Your magic is based upon your mind and based upon you knowing and based upon what you create. Where you go next is based upon what you create for yourself. You build your own heaven. You build your own hereafter with your own mind, with your own mind. So in this movie, Big Fish, this guy took the best parts of his life, made him, he would tell these stories, but ultimately his goal, he wanted to become a big fish. And that's exactly what he did. Now, at the funeral, the people that he was talking about, you can see that he exaggerated those people a lot, but that's the point. The point is, and that's one of the things I told you about Bobby Hemmett, when he just makes everything right, no matter what it is. It's a, you would think it's just some shit a nigga would do, but it's an advanced science to be right. Who cares? Like, who are you debating? If I say the fire hydrant is green, live life accordingly and find it happy with that, who are you to say otherwise? What are you basing it being red on? You get what I'm saying? What do you care? You get what I'm saying? So it's about this. Every we've gone this, but this, we got to get right and exact, right and exact, right and exact. Right and exact by whose standards? By what? Right and exact is only but what you make it or how you interpret it. And once you stop trying to interpret what you think you need to be or where you think you need to go and just make your own shit up, that's where you be. You'll see that demonstrated in the movie Big Fish. So sometimes you need to watch these movies and understand, because it's also a commentary on metaphysics, mythology, or occult science. They also make commentaries on that. And another movie, Bridge to Terabithia, was just like that for kids. They made up this entire world. All they did was cross the pond and made up these stories about what goes on the other side of this pond and went into this adventure. Because what they're trying to emphasize with these movies is all of this shit comes from your mind. As why I'm trying to emphasize to you that we need to get our minds right. We're trying to get a whole bunch of other shit, but we need to get our minds right. We need to get our thinking. We need to empower our thinking. You get what I'm saying? And again, that's why I brought up, does life imitate art or does art imitate life? Because they understand the power of television and movies to empower your thinking. You get what I'm saying? And they are doing it not straight out. They're not telling you to wear these kind of socks in the movie. All they have to do is do a movie with those socks on, say nothing about the socks, and you'll find yourself wearing them. You get what I'm saying? You find yourself wearing them. So let's do another one. Green Mile. I don't know what the fuck I wrote that shit down. But in the Green Mile, another form of mind control. You know, first of all, in the beginning, when you see him yelling, holding those two little kids, doing all of that kind of shit, that alone, you know what I'm saying? That alone is just enough to turn that shit off. But what they did with the mind control there was show you the black man has all of these powers, but still sees the white man as greater than him. If for no other reason, when he said Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, they dancing just like angels in heaven and shit like that. I mean, so it they're trying to show you, even if you do realize you got some goddamn power, you get what I'm saying? Even if they do realize you got some goddamn power, what they're going to do is try to say, they're trying to show you that their power is greater. You get what I'm saying? Their power is greater. You get what I'm saying? You could be Jesus Christ all you want, but you're there to cure me. You get what I'm saying? You're there to right my wrongs, and we will kill you for it. You get what I'm saying? We will kill you for it. So you can be as much Jesus Christ as you want. They already know you, Jesus Christ, but they have been killing you for it. You get what I'm saying? And we have been working constantly for them. And that's what I was. That's exactly what I'm telling you they're doing in these movies. Mos Def, helping Bruce Willis through the chakras. You're the ultimate helper. They established that in the early movies when black people would always die for the white cause. Ugh, I'm shot. Leave me. But you go ahead. I'll stay. They established that because they understood that was one of the prime agendas. That was one of the prime agendas to get you to serve them. So subconsciously, when I went through all that, they know what you know, but you don't know what you know shit because they know they need to get you to serve them without you even knowing that you serve them. Even in what you think you're reveling against is serving them. Reveling against them and doing some kind of shit is still decoding shit for them. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Decoding shit for them. Okay. There's a movie called The Game. Sean Penn and what's that boy? Douglas. I think it's Michael Douglas. I think it's his name. It's Sean Penn movie. It's called The Game. Now, The Game is all about same kind of thing as Fight Club. Different when this guy's uptight, got his job, got his house. He's in his gated house. Eventually, his brother adds this chaos element to him. And, you know, they're doing through this movie. This causes the transformation. And in the end, he falls off this roof. So he has to fall into the root chakra to become normal again or become reconnected. You get what I'm saying? So not highly metaphysical, but metaphysical movie. Like I said, they're not doing many movies without metaphysics. You get what I'm saying? Unless it's Meet the Browns. They're not doing too many without metaphysics. And like right. I said, they're not always sinister. It's not always a commentary on melanin. It's not always an agenda. A lot of it is just you should be doing it. Okay, and let me interject here. Well, why do any of that? Because ultimately, by practicing on movies, you'll find when you're reading books and mythology, you're able to decode them. I only started with movies because eventually your dreams are movies. Your movies are based upon your dreams. So for me to be able to decode and understand my dreams, it started with me trying to decode something that was easier first, movies. And then when I read mythologies, I could read it just like I don't have to keep going over it. I just could read it and say, oh, they're talking about melanin. Oh, they're talking about DNA. When they say she's the record keeper of they're talking about she's DNA. She's the queen of Akashic, you know, Akashic records, which is sachet, you know what I'm saying? And so ultimately what you're trying to do is become a good decoder because you need it for your mythology. You need it for your occult science and you need it for your dreams. So movies brought me to dreams, occult science, and any other metaphysical book reading, writing, story. I mean, they're talking about this, that, the other. That's why you do this. You don't just do this for fun and to catch a white man in his act because really he's only acting like you. You get what I'm saying? He's trying to utilize the energy you want. He's trying to align himself with the mythology and the energies that you don't. You get what I'm saying? Or won't. You know what I'm saying? Niggas are still wearing wigs and fighting. Planet of the Apes. I broke down the new one already, but if you watch the old ones, it's all about basically the humans coming back to the planet and the apes have taken over. Well, you know what that is. That's the black man waking up out of his sleep and the apes have taken over. You get what I'm saying? The movie, Gattaca, straight movie about DNA, but in the movie, he has to go to outer space. Now, it plays the haves and the have-nots. And what they're talking about, they talk about this guy whose heart ain't right. Ethan Hawke, and I can't remember that other white boy's name in it. Now the haves was representing the black man, perfect DNA. You know what I'm saying? They could do whatever they want, and the have nots had the mop jobs. You get what I'm saying? The cleanup, but he wanted to go to outer space, which just represented he wanted to be a cosmic being. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Yes.
So that whole movie is about him doing what he needed to do to change his DNA to become a cosmic being. You get what I'm saying? So you need to understand or have a commentary on the true alchemy process, you watch this movie called Gattaca. You get what I'm saying? And you'll understand
right.
that. Now, once you watch it, like I said, the idea for you to watch these movies in this list that I'm giving you, and we're still on page one, this list that I'm giving you, the idea for you to watch these movies is so you can get the, and I'm giving you a little synopsis, so you can see the way they come. So when you watch these new movies or whatever movie you want to watch, you should be able to see a template. You should be able to see a pick a category real quick.
Right.
Chakra movie.
Yeah.
Melanin movie. DNA movie. Mind control movie. Black assassination movie. Subtle mind control movie. Watch the movie with Will Smith and The King of Queens, where he was teaching them how to date. I can't remember the name of that silly ass movie.
Yeah.
Where he, not only does he kisses them, but watch the movie and look at it as if Will Smith was trying to kick it to him. And you'll find, even though Will Smith is talking
Hitch.
About how him...
Yeah.
Huh?
The movie's called Hitch. Hitch.
Hitch, right. Yeah, and Jude Law is the guy from Gattaca. Hitch. And Hitch, watch the movie as if Will Smith is trying to date the King of Queens. And you'll find the whole movie lines up as if Will Smith is trying to date him instead of teach him how to date the woman. You'll find two movies there. I watched this with that context, up into the kiss and all of that shit. You'll find it all lines up with why they kiss and everything. Everything Will Smith is saying, he's actually saying to him to say, but Will Smith is actually saying to him. Will Smith's saying, nah, you got to do it like this, do it. And showing him and doing this shit, dancing with him and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Watch it in
yeah.
that context. You'll see a whole different movie, and you'll be able to see the mind control in there. A movie called Sublime. This was good, and you'll see this every once in a while. You'll see the idiot director who tries to be a real director. I don't know who this guy was. He did a movie named Sublime, and he cast one of the baddest motherfuckers to ever walk the planet, Lawrence Hilton Jacobs, Cochise, one of the baddest motherfuckers to ever hit the planet. And even the white boy said, look, I don't know why this nigga ain't that nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could tell you why, because they did a ritual on him many years ago in Cooley High. When they killed him, he's never recovered from that. This dude was the heartthrob. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Washington on goddamn Welcome Back, Carter. Hi there. Right on magazines, Man of the Year. Boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? Lawrence
yes.
W. Dicker. Boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? He's, when they killed him in Cooley High, he's never come back. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's how devastating that shit was. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But then he came back as the father and shit on the Jacksons. But, you know what I'm saying? Never panned out.
Yeah, Bill was never the same. You're right.
Never the same as what that motherfucker was. Straight
no,
star
never
power.
The same.
Straight star power. He also was in Alien Nation, the TV series, and this was in the 80s where you could see he was crafting his skill as an actor. He did a couple of Moesha's, you know what I'm saying? But this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? A couple of Bernie Macs. Everybody
right.
hates Chris, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But this motherfucker should be working. He did a movie called Sublime.
Yeah.
Sublime.
Oh,
don't
yeah,
walk,
Sublime.
Don't walk, run. Get Sublime. What they showed in that movie, I don't want to give too much of it away, because I know a lot of people didn't see this. But in the movie, I don't want to give too much of it away, but in the movie, this nigga says a monologue that will straighten out your Aunt Connie's pubic hair, for sure. And they showed in that movie that the black man rules in the spirit world, and this nigga was doing the damn thing. Now, I never heard from that. Now, this director, when you did the commentary, because the dude went into the hospital and they botched all this shit. So he was doing, in the commentary, the director was like, look, you know what I'm saying? When the doctors took a fucking vacation or went on strike, that 80, they said like 30% of Americans got healthy. The death rate, like he goes into all these bop jobs, all these laws. So he goes into the real shit. In other words, he gives you some truth. And even on a metaphysical level, this nigga was in the spirit world. He didn't know it the whole time. The shit that nigga said. Who that nigga said to the goddamn to Boom Boom? Who are you? Shit, that nigga jumped on that nigga's chest. And when that nigga went into some old spiritual shit, you know what I'm saying?
One of the
I don't think I've seen it on Netflix yet. I had to buy it. I bought it. I lent it to somebody. I had to buy it again. But if you can get Sublime, buy it on Amazon. One of the best movies. Just for that monologue, you will be like, oh, and it has a nice little ending. All right. Movies like Cloverfield. They do this a lot now with the first-person camera. Necronomicon movie, you got these ancient monsters or aliens that come and they just destroy the Earth in the vein of Necronomicon. And at the time it came out, there was about four Necronomicon. The Mist came out at the same time. The Mist with the dude who plays on the TV show Hung. I don't know his name. It was the new one, straight Necronomicon. They show Cthulhu walking around, tentacles, and they tell you the Necronomicon story. It says in the Necronomicon that these monsters live in the dimension right next to us. They can't see us. But the spheres and circles will bump heads, and they talk about that in 2012, bump heads, and we'll be able to see them. So they did about three or four movies at the same time that were Necronomicon, so something must have been going on. Around this time, me and Bobby were doing a lot of Necronomicon rituals. You know what I'm saying? Necronomicon. So something was going on because we picked up on it. That's why we was into this Necronomicon at the time, whatever. Somebody said there's a 2007 Sublime on Netflix. If it has Lawrence Elton Jacob, then that's the one. Y'all need to go see it. Okay, yeah. And there's a lot of Lovecraft movies on Netflix. Not many are good. I think the one that Jaguar just put up, The Last Relic of Cthulhu, I think that's the one. That one, you know how they do the Silent Bob and Jay movies? Where those two little goofballs are actually goofing off. They're two little goofballs. That style, comic book goofballs. They did a movie, a Lovecraft movie, you know, some other guys in that same style, same goof-off type thing. But in the movie, it was probably one of the best because in the movie, they dropped so much of the mythology, the understanding of the mythology, that it's worth seeing it. You get what I'm saying? You know, how the mythology works. So now, so that's a good movie. All the other Lovecraft movies they usually make them about Lovecraft or about his stories. They're usually bad. I haven't seen, but I've stopped, you know, it depends on your level of movie liking. You get what I'm saying? There was a world famous classic underground movie called The Reanimator. The Reanimator is a story written by Lovecraft. It's about this dude, this doctor, and that same doctor, he's a cult classic he's a cult actor for playing crazy roles. He was also in The Frighteners with Michael J. Fox. He played that crazy guy.
Okay.
He was the doctor in the movie of The Reanimator. The Reanimator is about this nigga had this green fluid and was just waking dead motherfuckers up. It was real funny, but it's a Lovecraft story. Lovecraft wrote a lot of weird stories like that too. But The Last Relic of Cthulhu, I think that's the one. In other words, look for any Lovecraft thing. I think I have a Lovecraft documentary. I think I'll put it on YouTube soon. And you can read about Lovecraft. The Happening. The Happening was M. Night Shyamalan.
hands down, the worst movie occultist on the planet. You know what I'm saying? I think he's working for my first occult movie, you know, Fun Book. You know what I'm saying? The worst occultist on the planet. He also did The Village. Go look at The Village. Chakra story. The monsters was red. Each time they wanted to venture out into the village, they would put on this yellow, which represented the solar chakra aggression. Each time the elders would talk, they would have on blue. All their secrets was in this box, the pineal gland. The crown chakra was them getting out. The blind girl had a curling stick, which represented the kundalini stick. She couldn't see, but it was the chakra. When she got to this green wall, which represented the heart chakra, it went through the whole chakra story. M. Night Shyamalan is the wackest. The happening was in The Village represents your chakra system. The Happening was 2012, Nature Comes Alive. But what was interesting about The Happening, when you watch The Happening, you got to watch a movie that came out with it called The Ruins. Because The Ruins,
The Ruins.
Where The
yeah.
Happening, they do that a lot too. They do that a lot. I should have brought more examples of, I forgot to do the examples of how it'll be a trinity of movies that don't seem
to go together.
But
yeah.
I'll bring up a few. Some unofficial trinities is what my man Roswell used to call them. So if you watch The Ruins, after the trees get the consciousness, after trees get the consciousness, then the ruins pick up where that left off. Let me say this again as we have the last 25 minutes. Remember, panic pack, all your spiritual need. I got the love pack for the heart chakra now. That's doing good. Ancestral pack, contact spirits, hex packs, baths, books, you know, the ODB oil, Hanneman oil, incense for cleaning the house, all your spiritual needs. Email me, panicpack@hotmail.com. Wayne Chandler, interested in seeing the live lecture, start getting at me. AtlantaLectures@hotmail.com. Get it now. I base these lectures on how much you guys react. We're going to do tickets in advance. Flyer coming soon once I get Wayne's title. But it's going to be July 22nd out here in ATL. It's going to be a nice, juicy place for you guys to come.
Oh, yeah.
Don't miss this. You don't want to miss a Wayne Chandler live lecture.
Brother Wayne in the live.
You don't want to miss that. Also, again, if you're interested in the magic classes, I'm doing basic magic. I'm going to go through, I'm already putting the curriculum together. A lot of shit. I want to do Atlanta people first so we can do it at my house so I can get all the kinks out. Then we start doing web. But email me now. panicpack@hotmail.com. Let me tell you. What you need to get right now is a goddamn panic pack. These shits have been on fire these last
yeah.
couple of weeks, especially since I got to the new house. I got a new shipment coming in tomorrow. You niggas better get on board, you know what I'm saying? The SS Minnow, you know what I'm saying? Come on, the skipper invites you in, so you need to get this shit, you know what I'm saying? All right, okay. I don't even know what that word is. Let's go to another one. The movie called The Island. They also tell on themselves. The movie Island is the whole making of the white man. This is the one with the boy who played the new Obi-Wan Kenobi. And I can't remember that girl. Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, Scarlett Johansson. Okay.
They go right through the science. They're on this island, and they're basically clones. The island of Yakub, the classic story of how they were grafted. They were grafted on this goddamn island, and they get off the island. Simple as that. They were grafted on the island. They get off the island. A lot of little things in there. They go to the Ace Bar. That's the first place they stop. Ace represents Kether. So that's their first stop, get them saying. They also climb a building. Mm-hmm. They climb a building. They're hanging on to a red R, root chakra. As soon as I said, watch, they're going to fall. They fall and land into the net. That's the net of Isis or the Magnetosphere. All that's in straight mythology. And then the black boy says, Jesus must love you, tell Christ energy. And then, you know, in the movie Mind Control, they get you to like the clone more than the real people. So they get in other words, you don't like black people. You like the clone more than you like the actual people.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him straight out. Straight out. His name is Lincoln.
Right.
He frees the true slaves, which are the clones. So on. This is Lincoln 6, the ultimate in becoming man. You get what I'm saying? Freeing the slave. So they tell on themselves, but since we think they're so special, we don't do nothing. They also drop science in movies like Kung Fu Hustle, which was a karate flick, but the new funny shit. And it's a chakra transformation story. The dude was sleeping in this black box and transformed. And basically, he became the Christ, the Savior, the Buddha energy. You get what I'm saying? So they show him in these movies, too. Jackie Chan did a few, you know, they go straight to the, you know, they did a Monkey King one, him and Jet Li, straight at the mythology. Galaxy Quest, excellent movie, one of the best.
Wow.
What they showed in that movie was, and they dropped some science. This is something white people have been hoping for the longest. Also, why do they do so many fucking movies? Why do they do so many fucking movies? Because they tell you, they say, these signals are going out of space, and somebody's going to pick them up.
Yeah.
So if you have another intelligent life form, this is their level of thinking, that will eventually see these I Love Lucy episodes, or these episodes of buckwheat, you know, niggas getting kicked in their ass constantly, if they see this and say, oh, shit, other white people or other white minds, oh, shit, we're winning on this planet. This is the one we need to visit. You get what I'm saying? Because they've seen this constant imagery of them killing the gods. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That's a hope. Now, in the movie Galaxy Quest, they show that. These aliens come to Earth. They did it just like Star Trek. These people were Star Trek people, these actors. They were in their heyday. They was doing these conventions like Trekkies. So the real aliens come to the convention to pick him up. He just thinks it's a gig, but they take him to the real ship. And the real ship is just like the one they had on TV. And he's like, we based this upon watching your goddamn Chronicles. They thought all that shit was real. He's like, no, this is a TV show. So basically, the whole concept of this TV show shaping this whole world based upon something of Earth is real scientific, because if they're showing themselves as the gods, the ultimate hero, Arnold Schwarzenegger, they're basically sending messages out in the universe hoping somebody will pick up on the frequency and they can deify themselves like I've been trying to tell you they've been trying to do the whole time. You don't know what they know, or you think you don't know what they know. But these motherfuckers know what the goal is. Self-deification. While you've been praying and initiating into some shit, these motherfuckers have far surpassed what you fucking culture at a different time mimicking dumbass niggas is trying to do. It's about self-deification. It's about transformation. Look, I'm telling you right now, I'm talking to motherfucking scientists, and ain't no scientist needs to initiate into shit. Do the science. Religious folks initiate. So while you fucking around with religion, the motherfuckers are sending themselves out as Conan, a goddamn barbarian, trying to fucking echo that shit through the cosmos. It won't work, but at least you got to give them an A for effort.
That's it.
All you have to do is realize this shit is all you. You've already done that. You already did all of that. The right way. You get what I'm saying? So we in a place now of self-realization, true self-realization, self-deification, and getting you a pineal poplar. Help you out with one of those. All right. Inkheart was another movie where writing became real. These stories became real. So we need to understand, again, same like Grace of Terabithia, and what's the other one I mentioned?
There was one other. Let me look back. I'll see if I can find it real quick. Big Fish, where they're showing you again. They're showing you again how to use your mind to create reality. And they tell you in that movie, they tell you in that movie that it's actually something in their DNA that when they create stories or no, when they read stories, I think that's Inkheart. Inkheart. When they read stories, then the people from the stories become real. So basically, that's what mythology, they symbolize it in the movie like as if they became real and they walked around the earth. No, that's what the mythology is about. That's what vibrating with the mythology is about, because that story is in the DNA, in your Akashic records. So when you read these mythologies and decode the mythologies, you are opening up that story like Inkheart for the spirit to walk the earth with you. With you. I mean, you really got to get this. Otherwise, you're saying this is a waste of time. We need to understand what this process is, what they are trying to do. This is, remember I said in the beginning, this is the movies are a straight up war, and it's a straight up attack. And if you don't know you even to be an attack, you're not even in the fight. You understand why they're doing this now. You get what I'm saying? I'm trying to make you understand. I'm trying to make you understand why the fuck they're doing this. You get what I'm saying? They're doing this because there's a purpose behind it, not just to make movies and have you doing some dumb shit. There's a purpose. They're trying to deify themselves. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It won't work because they don't have the substance, which is melanin. You get what I'm saying? They are our children. Mm-hmm. The only way they get in heaven is if we bring them in. Or if it's going to take them a little bit more long. There's no shortcuts. You get what I'm saying? I don't put nothing past evolution, but there are no shortcuts. So in Inkheart, these stories come to life. But that's what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be writing these stories. And also you need to understand about thought phones. You know what I'm saying? You need to understand about thought forms. You know what I'm saying? Thought forms.
Right.
Legend of the Guardians. I mean, movies like that, you know what I mean? Again, somebody just text me about that. Like, you know, I'm trying to show you how to figure that shit out yourself. You don't really need it. I'm trying to get you not to give me to decode some shit. See, shit like that is so obvious. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Fucking bird, bird becomes a fucking slave, then becomes free. It's nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should be able to see that immediately. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, you should be able to see, like, oh, look, he's a nigga. Movies like The Incredibles, all them shits are in the kids' movies. Because that's who they want to do the most mind control. The Incredibles, a family has superpowers, they become normal.
Yes.
And gave their superpowers back.
Yeah,
I mean, do we really need to do that? Chicken Run. Somebody put Chicken Run. A chicken becomes conscious. Realize that it's food while these other niggas are asleep. Well, for you humans who have been praying and initiating into these deities, have been serving them, pouring waters, guess what? Your food. You're a chicken. If you've been in the remix, guess what? Chicken Run, nigga. Chicken Run. We going for the fence. We going for the fence. You know what I'm saying? We going for the fence. The Lion King. Nigga. Come on, man. Why even ask?
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Why even ask, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Why even ask, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Cinderella. Well, why even ask? Nigga gets a pumpkin. No, come on, man. Like, if you got to ask these things or even want to ask these things, you know what I'm saying, you're at the wrong show. You may need to ease on down the road and see, you know what I'm saying, because, you know what I mean, you know, this is serious business here. Last Mimsy, obvious metaphysical movie, but again, what they did, why they gave you all the upfront metaphysics, the mandala, and all the rest of that kind of shit and all the crystal shit, what they did show you was the white girl is the last hope for Earth. And for Earth, maybe she is, but you know what I'm saying? But they make sure they show you that. Movies like Knowing, what they tried to do in that, you know, they always kind of show you this, there's still this angelic force. Even though the sun is going to kick your ass,
you know, he made sure, don't worry, it's not an end, it's a beginning. It's not an end, it's a beginning. Now, that is the other side of white people, where it's on the level of, where it's on the level of, and it may be true to a certain extent, that they're getting on the boat with us. Now, we know.
Nice.
We know we're unending. We already, let me be clear if I never was clear on this, and let me say this to the world. Black folks, rest assured, we have found the secrets of everlasting life. We are forever beings.
Yes.
We've already done that. Already done. The only thing we're doing now is just more transformation than alchemy. But believe
That's
me,
right.
we do this from a position of never death. I can't say that for everybody. I can't say that for everybody. Or not, and I only can't say that for everybody because their desperation and what they do shows they feel that way. The desperation and what they do. Not because I say so, because of what they've been showing me. They wouldn't be so aggressively trying to kill you. Well, they always say, Freud and the motherfuckers say, the child always tries to kill their parents anyway. A child wants to kill his parents because he represents their enslavement. You know what I'm saying? Clean up your room. Eat your broccoli. Maybe a case of that, but the desperation they go through, the length of what they will do, shows desperate measures. You get what I'm saying? Why you niggas is at the club shaking your ass, doing a goddamn slide to the left, is because you have everlasting life, and something in you must know that.
That's right.
Now,
yeah.
So you get these white people who talk about, don't worry, it's not going to end. This is the beginning. Well, you know, for the sake of whatever, you know, good luck. You know what I'm saying? Good luck.
Right.
There's a
Every
movie
day
called
is
Open
a
Water.
Right.
There's a movie called Open Water. It's a shark movie. And this movie is the funniest shit ever. These white folks go diving, and niggas who were running the boat forget them and just pull the fuck off. So they stuck in the ocean with all these goddamn sharks terrorizing them. But while the sharks are terrorizing them, they keep flashing back to these African people. Like, when I tell you it's the funniest shit, I'm like, who in their right mind, like, who did that?
Wow.
You gotta watch that. Open Water. It's the greatest movie. And when I tell you, they say on the goddamn movie, it makes you afraid to go in the motherfucking water again. I know what the fuck they meant. These sharks were slowly just fucking with them. It was, ooh, what's that on my leg? It got dark. They was just in the water fucking waving. This greatest movie ever. And they show African drummers while they fucking, you know what I'm saying? They're playing African drums while these sharks terrorize it. Open Water. Van Helsing. Another movie where Frankenstein, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, is also about the making of the white man. Also the making of the white man. So Frankenstein, and he has this abnormal brain. If you've seen that Neil Simon's version of that movie with Neil Simon, with his brain was abnormal. That funny one, the funny one with Gilda Radner and Gene Wilder. When he was dancing, when they had Frankenstein on stage dancing, that shit was wild. He's going, put him on the rip. That shit was sick. He's going, put him on the rip.
Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein. Mel Brooks, right. I said Neil Simon.
Yes.
Mel Brooks.
Yes.
Put him on the rip. Like, they kept saying his brain is abnormal. You know what I'm saying? So he got that abnormal brain. You know what I'm saying?
Abnormal.
You know what I'm saying? but the real Mary Shelley's Frankenstein is about the creation of the white man. And in Van Helsing, when they made him, the nigga just kept saying, I want to live. I want to live. So, What you add, if you know that's about Frankenstein, is about the making of the white man. You know what I'm saying? You know how, you know, that's what they always show you when they pull out that fire, he be making that shit, because it represents Kundalini. You know what I'm saying? Now, So Earthseed, if you can see Earthseed with Danny Glover playing a Moor. And in this movie, he's teaching this white boy, just like the Moors, very highly Moorish, very Moro-esque, very El Bayism. You need to see this. Earthsea. There's a cartoon one on Netflix, not that one. This one is has Danny Glover and the boy who played Iceman in the X-Men, him. And in the movie, throughout the movie, excellent movie. Bobby Hemming put me up on this. Mm-hmm. In the movie, the dude is having this whole battle with his dog demon, only to find out the dog demon was him the whole time. Must see for you niggas thinking they're still good and evil. Yet another fucking occult scientific where they show you the only evil is your own self. That's the only true fight. You got to read the mythology of Horus and Set, which is also called the Tale of Two Brothers as well.
Or
there's a picture of Horus in the front and Set in the back together because it's one thing. Where you get that phrase, Satan, ye get behind me, because it represents your dark side behind you, medulla oblongata, and your light side in front of you. You are the same being. All right, I know we're getting close, so I know you want to close out.
Yes.
Still, I'm not even halfway through page two, so we'll come back, and there's more movies and so on and so forth, so I'll let you close out. And remember, we're back on Friday.
Yes.
This Friday, and we're going to end this. We're going to finish that. There's still a lot to go through, and I hope this has been informative.
Oh, yes. This is what everyone's been waiting for, you guys. Want to let you know we are about to close out. We just have a few more minutes left to go, but Brother Panic will be back. He'll be back on Friday night. We're going to be doing it again, talking more about movie madness and decoding the bullshit, getting it all out so that you can start to decode the movies for yourself. I want to tell you guys, if you like the movie, like it. If you like it over on Facebook or leave a comment right here. Make sure to download. And if you love the show, love it and leave a comment as well. Don't forget, you can reach out to Brother Panic by emailing him for all of your occult needs at panicpack@hotmail.com. Brother Wayne Chandler is going to be making his way down to the ATL. You guys know that he just recently came back on the remix. Download that show if you want to get a little taste of that. But if you want to get up close and personal, you need to email Brother Panic at occultlectures@hotmail.com. And you definitely want to do that now so you can get all the details. Find out what you need to do to make your way down to the ATL so that you can see Brother Wayne Chandler live and in person. So I'm going to let Brother Panic give us a couple more minutes. We have three more minutes to go to close us out tonight. And see you guys on Friday night. It's been an amazing share. Everyone's been waiting on the movie shows, and everyone's posting up their movies. So, more to go. So much more to go. Yeah,
on Friday what I'll do is, the movies I didn't get, I'll look at the room and we'll do it in the room and the movies worth whatever. So, you know, we'll get some input. We'll do a little question and answers if we have the time.
Oh, yeah.
And, and people could put their two cents in. Remember, I'm going to do magic classes. There's close to about 75 people who already emailed. So we're going to work it out, but don't fret if you didn't get a reply. I haven't replied to anybody. I'm just compiling a list because I'm still working on the curriculum, which is already starting to look very nice. And after I do the curriculum while doing the classes, believe you me, book is going to come. And remember, Wayne, July 20th, get at me about it, because I'm only doing these lectures based upon this is for the remix. So y'all niggas need to show. Show up. Y'all need to also email me if y'all interested in viewing it from home. You get what I'm saying? Or where you can go to just view it at your leisure. Because I know it's very late when this happens in the UK. So we'll have it in a place where you can view it at your leisure for a fair price. Get at me. What I'm going to do for that, for all that information, I'm going to put up a event. So on my Facebook people.
An event
for all my Facebook people. Everybody else just email me at AtlantaLectures@hotmail.com for the videos or how to get tickets for the Wayne and so on and so forth. Don't worry if I don't email back. I just, when it's that time, that's when you're going to get your replies and everything you need to know to get there. Remember, herb packs, all the magical supplies, now more than ever, you want to get your herb pack so you can be a part of society and be normal. You need an herb pack. I said it. That's right. I said it. And
you said
keep
be
on
normal.
Going. Right. Just be normal. You know what I'm saying? People won't laugh at you no more once you smoke a herb pack. You'll get that queen
you
want. Once you smoke a herb pack, you'll get that queen that you was that you always
yeah,
want.
Now
you
that's
hotep.
Funny.
Hotep will go to the whole another level to you. You know what I'm saying? You will see Hotep in about 7 different dimensions. You know what I'm saying? Namaste.
Oh, wow.
You will actually be able to touch Namaste. You'll be able to taste Ashe. Oh my goodness, Ashe tastes like cotton candy. You better go and get your herb bag and stop acting up. Star's in the building. Star already know. Star came, got an herb patch, came to the crib. She's smoking. She's like, shit, I see a new color. She realized she got 13 chakras now. You know what I'm saying? I got 13 chakras. You know what I mean? y'all fuck around playing on that herb pack if you don't want to. You know what I'm saying? This shit.
It's the herb pack has been around the world and back again.
Hell to the yeah, it will make you a sophisticado. You know what I'm saying? You will have to drink tea with your pinky sticking up after this. You know what I'm saying? This shit is that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying you'll remember your third grade report card, nigga, and you was unsatisfactory then, and ain't nothing changed now unless you smoke that herb pack. You know what I'm saying? You'll get an excellent. You know what I'm saying? You remember, you know what I'm saying? For real. Clear up your skin. You know what I'm saying? You'll be able to breathe. You'll be able to smell grass. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, this is right. You'll be able to taste what clouds taste like. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, fuzzy. Trying to tell you, niggas.
Wow.
Y'all niggas ain't smoke a herb pack, you jip yourself. You know what I'm saying?
While we're talking about that, I want you to tell everybody, but definitely, you guys, you do need to get the herb pack. If you haven't heard enough about it, then trust me, you can just ask a remixer or somebody out in the world. They know about the herb pack. I know
where you're going with this. You're going to Oracle cards.
Yes, you got the deck, the Kim deck.
I can read your mind, Blue. I can read your mind. It's that herb pack, I'm telling you. I got that herb pack. Y'all think
there.
I'm bullshit. You could read minds with the herb pack, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, your community will accept you. Yes, I got the cards, Blue. I want to thank you, and I meant to talk about them earlier. Me and Khadijah got the cards, and we got the little instructions. I didn't get down with the instructions because I've been still intuiting these cards. When I say these cards are off the hook, these are off the hook. This is a wonderful Oracle deck. If you niggas haven't got this shit and you call yourself divination niggas, then you niggas should not be calling yourself divination niggas. You should just be calling yourself niggers. You know what I'm saying? You niggas are jipping. You jipping yourself, niggas. You jip. Oh, wow, this hard. Like this Haru card at 33. There's a lot of just the artwork alone. What's the sister did the artwork?
Yes, the sister Pure Feminine Energy. We did a show together, a whole show together about the deck, how everything was channeled, where she was in different parts of the world because it was done across continents. Some of the artwork was done in Canada, some in the UK.
Wow.
Some in Africa, different parts of Africa, some in London.
This is very serious. And I'm looking through these deeper now. This is very serious shit I'm looking at, man. Like this is very this is the best of the best of them actually. And that's for real, for real. I'm not even just saying that.
Yeah.
I know that. I'm looking at this shit thoroughly now. This girl was in channel when she did this.
Oh, yes. I gave her exactly what I channeled and gave her the word, and she channeled the artwork. And then I gave it to the brother, and he channeled the colors. I put it together with the words, the names, the numbers, and what placement they needed to go in. And the stories behind the channel. So
you can see that. See, that was done with Crowley Stoff Tarot. Probably one of, beyond that, I can't remember the name of that regular Tarot. But beyond that one, the most famous occult deck is Crowley Stoff Tarot. And he got an artist who synchronized with him, Frida something, and channeled that artist. This is on that level, for real. Let me tell you something.
Wow.
Number 14, this fucking picture of my yacht. The oh, my God. I just want to put my pants down right now. I've never seen a drawing this sexy. You know what I'm saying? I've never seen a drawing this goddamn sexy.
Yeah.
Like, this shit I would want to actually hang the fuck up. I want to put some of these cards.
I'm going to tell you. Yes, you can actually get a copy of the artwork. So if you guys have it, Pure Feminine Arts at Hotmail at gmail.com. You can also hit her up on Facebook. She's a part of the Remix group. And so you can get it. A lot of the art pieces I have now as part of my art collection in my home that was channeled from the deck. This is definitely, I tell you, everyone who touched this deck is definitely conscious, definitely they did their part of channeling. And, you know, I just looked at each one of them and said, if I was an artist, I would be her. A lot of artists come to me, but she was the one I knew that could bring this through. Just like the brother, I've known him for years. I knew he could bring this aspect through, and all three of us with the channels together, because it looks like one person did this. But it really is a trinity of three that put this together.
This is actually
really made it happen.
I ain't gonna lie, be honest with you. I didn't know they was that crazy. These shits is crazy.
Yeah. Yes, people have emailed me and told me this deck has saved their lives, different things that have come up with the deck, all kinds of stories that you guys have. And even on the website, you can go www.missblueblast.com/cards-with-an-S. And you can see the testimony all over the world. Everyone. This deck has been everywhere.
Like, the only deck I've ever fucked with was the Necronomicon deck, where I could channel like that and just get them and vibrate. Even the Thoth Tarot, I was like, yeah, it's too done. And that other one, what's that regular? The Wade deck. That's the one I'm
talking about. Wade. Okay.
One, because it's so basic. But this shit right here, I could get into some shit with this. I definitely actually want some of this artwork. That segment and that Mayotte, I don't know how does it come in JPEG? Or does she have like a big
She can send them. I have the physical copies of all of these artworks too. I have a lot of pieces out of it, physical, that I have hanging on my wall that you can actually get. You can get these pictures from her. You can also contact her. Yeah, she has this artwork, and you know, it's gone viral. Like, even the card number 2, which is Wisdom, this was really inspired, so you guys can know, by her mother. Her mother, this card was inspired. And so the whole channel of that Wisdom piece came through for her mom. And this is how she came up with it. Different places she was, the Sacred Union card, because each one of them, I knew, Spirit had already showed me, and I've seen it, where these cards have their own meditation, and that'll be something that will be coming out later. Each card has its own meditation. I give you the Know Your Magic meditation because that's the portal in, the first one, the Know Your Magic. But the other card that you really want to take a look at, I have so many favorites in here, it's hard for me to even, like, I love Het Heru. I love her in the deck. Mm-hmm. I love it. Het Heru, Heru. But the other card, Sacred Union, is one of those. If you take it, no matter
what's
card number 28, if you, no matter how you hold that card and turn it, you can turn it 365 degrees. It always is perfect.
whether the woman is on top, the man is on top, you can take this card and turn it anyway. It will always be together. And that's what a sacred union. She did this at her king's house.
You got a Sister Munya card?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Bali Kali T.
A Miss Blue. Yes.
There's a baby blue in there?
Yeah, there's a baby blue in there.
You got a Sister Munya? I know there's a panic card in here. Oh, I see the Miss Blue card.
Listen, the panic card is coming. There's so many additions that we're still working on, me and the sister, that's going to go to the deck. It is a growing deck. Just like we're learning and growing, the deck learns and grows too. So there'll be some more additional cards to it. But no lie, I tell you, for a first launch, the company I worked for was just like, they've never seen anything like it.
This artwork is fucking superior.
Yes, it
straight
is.
Straight superior.
Yes, it is. She did her thing.
You need a Forrest Pan panic card. Y'all fucked up the church's money.
Look, Miss Blue is in there. So definitely,
I've seen it.
Who is
I've
in there? Card number 34, baby blue is 26, and of course, the Munya is big.
Oh, okay.
That's baby blue, 26.
Oh yeah. I put that card up. Yeah. She's gonna give me another concert.
Oh yeah. I'm telling you guys, but the deck for real is the truth. I use it every single day, every day. It keeps your magic current. It keeps you in. It helps to build your psychic muscles, your intuitive muscle, third eye, whatever you want to call it. This is what this is. And it's intuitive, so there's no learning curve. You don't have to learn all of these things like the Tarot deck, which is really so very different. This deck, you tune it to yourself and just get to work. Sister Munya's card 29.
Right. You could definitely see, it's right to the point, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You could actually make up some ways to throw these cards in.
Yes, and it'll work. It will work for you. It's your deck. It's the Kim deck, and, you know, it's interesting enough that Know Your Magic comes out to be KYM, Kim, because it is. This deck does have a lot of melanin in it. It is the Kemetic deck, you know. It really is. Powerful stuff.
Oh, I see y'all be trying to do extra shit over there when I'm gone. I see that right now. All that blue glass and shit. I see y'all really doing, it just turns out Kim and Know Your Magic and y'all got sayings and goddamn slogans. You know what I'm saying? Oh, y'all just doing all sorts of shit when I'm not around.
Doing the most. You know, one night, one of the best blue glass calls we had is when Brother Panic came through. When I tell you I left the call and they were still going, like what, an hour or two after I left?
Did you have that on tape anywhere? Yo, that night? Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
God. You need to put that up. Oh, that one right there?
Yes.
If you got that, let me know. I'll put it on.
Oh, yes.
I tell you, it's a classic. I didn't know that was Monday the whole time. Oh, after I found it was her, that's what went to the next.
that was the last one. I think it was the night Dr. Eileen Bay stopped by, too. It was great that night.
Yeah. Lynn, you said it all, man. I ain't gonna say it.
Oh, God. It was. It was a blue blast call. Yes. It was a blue blast. But the Know Your Magic, I have so many favorites in the deck. I can't even pick one. Every time I look through them, I'm like, ooh, I like that. The Chestnut and Shoe, which is card number 16. Share a Breath, 21. The Hoodie. The Throat. Oh, the Throat Chakra. I'm in love. That's it. That's my thing, and I love it. The Asar card. Everything in here. Body Talk. Third Eye. Clean House, which is the Feng Shui card. And everything, Stone People, the sisters all love the Stone People.
Yeah, that's too.
Number 17,
too.
Yeah, she did that. Yes.
This whole deck is actually really off the hook. It's actually a real superior deck.
I mean, this is a masterful day. I mean, this is actually better than a lot of shit I've seen that's been around for years in retail.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'm not even just saying that shit. I'm dead to, this is actually a superior deck. I've seen worse.
I've seen worse.
I ain't gonna lie. Union. This shit is off the hook. This shit is so off the hook. I'm gonna share some shit with you after the show with this. But this is off
okay,
the hook.
Okay, that's
it. Yeah. I think I know that Pure Feminine, too.
I know she's on one of our friends' lists.
I know we talk, but I can't remember our dialogue. I know we're cool, but I haven't heard from her in a while. Maybe because she was doing this. So I don't remember our banter, but we and her are cool. I didn't know she was this deal with it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the thing about it is when she had first started to do this, and this was one of the shows she talked about it, I thought to me, because you know how I can get insane with it when I'm getting focused. I was like, okay, you think you can have these done in 30 days? She was like, yeah, at first. Then she came back and said, wait, Miss Blue, I've never done anything to this magnitude. I said, but you can do it. You can do it. And even to have pulled it off in like 12 months, for the whole project,
okay,
still a miracle for artists to be able to channel this much art. So she went from having a very small portfolio to now a huge portfolio. They did a seminar or something over in the UK, and she said usually when she goes, she sells her artwork, and it's kind of good for her. But this time she took all of the print from the Kim deck and sold out.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. It's on that
sold
level.
Sold out.
And you could tell it is
like, wow.
You can tell it is channeled information. This shit is channeled.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I gave so much freedom to her. I told her, if you come back and say that the throat chakra is a line across the page, I will accept that from you. Because I clearly wanted her to do her thing. I did my thing with the channels I got, and I wanted her to do it. I channeled the numbers, the words, the placement, the titles, everything. I wanted her to do her thing, and she did that. She did that and then some. Same thing with the brother. Complete freedom. Here's the colors. This is this. And I just need you to put these words here, put the numbers here, and put this here. Make me a frame, because these are the portals to go in it. When you see how these pictures are framed out with the little archway, that's the gateway to take you in. So each one of these cards, people sleep with them. They take them into meditation with you.
Right. I didn't know you can do all kinds of things. All these
shit
have gateways on. This is actually off the hook. This is actually really off the hook. Who's the guy?
The guy is Dark. He's a good friend of mine named Dark. And back when I first started, he used to do all my graphic work for me. Put all my graphic stuff together. Yes, and he's the one, the brother who put this together for me. And it's so crazy because he didn't even know what an oracle deck was. And when he got done, you know, he was looking at his work like, wow, you know. So it really is. This is a project that, you know, I foreseen it unfolding as I was in it, and everything came out perfect. And even the placement of the numbers, and even what the numbers add up to be, everything. When I'm doing readings now, I went back to cards. I didn't use cards, but now that I got my own Kim deck that I channeled, I can use this and know where the energy is coming from. So, yeah, just some powerful stuff.
Crazy.
I'm glad. Yeah.
This is crazy.
So my goal is for intention for every household to have a Kim deck. Everybody need a Kim deck. I got kids 3 years old pulling cards, the people 87 pulling cards. So everybody needs a Kim deck. It comes with the hour-long, where I just go through, if you've never worked with cards or you never worked with oracle cards, I just kind of give you the skinny on it, the breakdown on it, nothing real deep. And I tell you different ways that you can come up with your own spread. I give you a couple of spreads that Spirit gave to me, the channel, which is the Kim spread, simple three-card spread. It works every time. It doesn't matter where you are. But I also tell you how you can come up with your own spread, and you can begin to do it. So those are the things to post. People are posting
up on blueblast.com/cards telling us about what they're doing with their decks. So, you know, lots of stuff that can be done. Love the heart chakra card number 41. Yep.
Wow.
Love it. I love these. The Haru card, love begins. Like you said, the Mayotte card, get a new story, number 4.
No,
off the screen.
Sister Monya looks like a Mandinka maiden. She's Mandinka.
Look,
Mandinka.
And that's baby Nana she's carrying on her back.
Oh, Sister Monya. She's a Mandinka maiden. Oh, Sister Monya.
So much to come. So the crown chakra, oh, wow, that's just, like, real deep. The volcano, all of them. I love them all. Every time I go through the deck, I pick a new favorite. Mawu, clean house. Mm-hmm.
She's Mandinka. She is Mandinka. I mean this.
Sister Manu's
laughing. She left the room.
That's Bali Kali Titi mamas. That's the thuggies. Thuggies, mama. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Sister Monya. She's a Mandinka maiden.
Oh, Sister Monya said baby Nana is laughing at you, Panic.
she always laughing at me. She knows what it is.
She laughing.
She's baby like, my Nana. Mother is a Mandinka. Mandinka.
Oh. The tree of life is in there, but yeah, she did her thing. Everything came together on this very proud project. Very proud project to go. So yeah, big things going on. So get the deck, you guys. Get the deck. Mm-hmm.
Wow, this is actually very fucking professional. Mm-hmm. You niggas is very professional.
Well, you know that's my pastime. No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it right. Look at Offset. Card number 13. Offset is
off the hook, too. I've seen that one. I'm looking through all. Ooh, you niggas is very professional. You guys are very profound. I'm quite impressed. So, I feel like I was on the project. I didn't do nothing, but I was on the project.
Oh, of course, your influence always is there, Panic. You know that. Yeah, got the dream creation card in there. So a little bit of dream magic, everything you can think of. Feng Shui, the clean house card number 11, is there. So lots of things to do. But the deck is off the hook. I don't care where you're from, what's your background. You're going to be in this deck. Zulu Union, which was one of the cards that was added towards the end of the deck. Love that. Card number 15.
You guys got very, very sophisticated on me. Very sophisticated.
You're crazy. And I love the company. The company I work for is off the hook because they have gotten this deck to Brazil, New Zealand, Poland, China, Japan, and you guys have gotten it in a good timing. I love them. They do. They handle business.
She did a lot of shit, man. That shoe and Tefna is off the hook.
Oh, yeah. That shoe and Tefna. Yes. Yeah. That's a good card to meditate on. You having relationship challenges or just want to take your relationship to the next level or get a good insight, meditate with that shoe and Tefna. It'll bring it all ahead.
For all you church niggas, let me be clear on this. Card number 14, my eye got a fat ass. For real. You will see my eye in a whole different way. That pure feminine, you drew my eye with a fatty, yo. My eye's holding. You know what I'm saying? That shit don't look like no. You know how you're doing with all feathers looking up in the sky? My eye is sitting on some bumps, yo. For real. Words, boy. I like Pure Feminine. She ain't play around.
No,
I
she did her thing.
Words, boy. My eye is crazy.
Yeah.
He's holding. You know what I'm saying? What is that offset called? Let me see what she working with.
Yeah, Offset and Het Haru. A lot of goddesses in the cards. Quite a few goddesses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she did Offset, card number 13.
Yeah, this card is like black oiled up asses, number 43.
You know what? Card number 8.
Black oiled up asses, number 43. Wow, yo. I ain't gonna play. Anybody into this shit, you cannot front on this goddamn shit right here.
No, no.
You can't front on this
Best
shit.
Man?
This, you
oh
can't
my
even, like, I would have been stopped talking about this goddamn shit, but you can't front on this shit. That fucking set man got that damn hip leg out that motherfucker. I've never seen a cartoon that's been sexy. Like, what the fucking, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck just happened here? You know what I'm saying? Like somebody explain what's going on? Like, how you draw a cartoon is like, damn, I wish she was like alive. You know what I'm saying? That kind of
she
shit.
She did it. Yes, she did it. She did.
Oh,
Het Haru.
Yeah.
Het Haru, you see her in colors you don't traditionally see her with, and really the colors match the energy. So she did, you know, everything lined up perfect. And mind you, the brother who did it is not conscious to that level. And he did his damn thing. He channeled his stuff. He did his thing. I am so proud of it. Het Haru card number 8. She's doing her thing, too. She got her unks in her hand. And, yeah, she wearing it. She got the sun disc.
Sister Monia is a Mandingo audio. I tell you this for real.
Yes,
you are Mandinka.
Yes.
Your heart's got a pair of skinny jeans on.
You know what? You crazy.
Nah, okay. She hooked it up. It looked like skinny jeans. Like, turn to 33. It do look like skinny jeans a little bit, though. You look real cool. Look like that, skinny jeans.
You crazy. Oh, she did a star, number 30, 31. Oh, my goodness. I put that up on Facebook.
How you get a card? I don't get a card. I just knew I would have got a card. I just knew it.
Well, you know, remember.
Oh, I know. Wait, I know what it might be. Y'all doing a whole panic deck. Oh, okay. Forgiven. Forgiven.
What did they forgiven? A whole panic deck.
Oh, you did a mutt? Moot.
Yes, yes.
Damn, boy. Yo, she threw the sex. That's always the best shit when you throw the sex appeal back into the shit, man.
Yeah.
She threw the sex appeal back into. She applauds for that shit. You know what I'm saying? Hold up ass is number
43. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the hoodie is nice, too.
Oh, yeah. She did that. The star is really nice, 31. Really, really nice.
This is some superior shit.
Yeah. It really is. I just, you know, I get emails all the time. People tell me they just can't stop working with their deck. You know, the crazy thing is one of the sisters, matter of fact, Ebony was telling me that when she got the deck, she pulled the card. The card happened to be the name. She was showing her mother the card. The first card, she took it with her. I think it was card number 12. And her mother used to have a woman's group that used to get together, and it was about paying attention. It had everything to do with it. It was lined up with her mother's birthday, everything, like, perfect. Every story's all over. Brother Bobby Hemmings said he got the card. He did pull the card, asked the question, and the card that came up was Miss Blue, me, card number 34. It was so perfect for the first thing, just working with the cards and people telling me, like, oh, I was having this kind of day, pulled the cards and let me know that this was the day to ride the cosmic wave. So I knew it was going to be some stuff going on at work, and I knew I needed to ride the cosmic wave. So all of these things, clean house came up for sister. She said, oh, I knew feng shui, time for me to clean up, know what to do. So really, the cards speak for themselves. They definitely is doing that. Base chakra always speaks to me, card number 38. This was actually one of the first cards she did in the deck, was the base chakra. And almost every single one of the goddesses were done on the continent of Africa. She was in different parts of one part of Ghana and another part of Africa when she did the gods and the goddesses in the deck. And it just worked out that way. These weren't even things she planned. Some of the images she did while she was in New York, some of them when she was back in London, they came at very special times in her life that she was working on the card. And each day she would send me and say, okay, I finished two. Here's three more. Here's three more. Now, initially, I thought the project was only going to take 30 days because I'm just crazy like that. But really, I learned a lot of patience working with this deck because I knew I could see the end state of it, and it really did. It came out exactly more than I could even imagine. Yeah, she did her thing. Yeah, we all did our thing on this. Very proud of this. I'm proud that I sat still enough to let this give birth, you know. So beautiful project, beautiful.
Yeah, it all definitely did it.
Yep, yep, yeah. The chakra cards are all in there, all seven chakras, the basic chakras are all in there. Third eye card, oh, that's just pure magic right there. Love that third eye.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. Y'all definitely hooked that up.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk with these for a minute. See what these are all about.
Yeah,
my God. Yeah.
You do it. Well, yeah, you definitely. I'm gonna tell her hit you up. You want a copy of that Maya picture? Yeah, she has those. So
yeah, that one definitely. There might be a mother. Might be another one. A couple more. I mean, that segment picture is tight too. But
yeah,
I mean, that's a hoodie picture. Stone people. There's a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? That shoe and Tefnut is off the hook. There's a lot of shit in here.
Yes, it is. I love the Know Your Magic. I love that because I didn't really have an image for it. And that's the image I could see. If I could see an image, that fits perfect. The Know Your Magic.
Right.
Card number one. I love it. She did it. The Heart Chakra, she actually has a whole series coming out based off of that one. Like each one of these has a whole series she's working on to bring together, a whole collection, I should say, to come together. The Mawu card number 19, that's tight too. That's beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah, she did her thing. She did. She really did her thing.
Yeah, what's
body
good
talk.
Even the words you chose are right to the point.
Motherfucker, yeah.
Trying to make paragraphs off of one card. You know, just to do that, you be able to synchronize with the image. That says a lot too.
Yes. Mhm.
Especially if you're intuitive with it. Like,
right.
My whole shit is intuitive. I can't. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Read a little bit of what it is. Okay. So.
And go with it.
It must be PFE Freedom. Okay. She changed the name. Because she's got the stuff up now. I knew she was on my friends list.
Yeah, definitely. Pure feminine energy, yep. That's her. That's her.
Feminine energy. Energy.
That's her.
Yeah.
She did her thing. You know why she called herself?
Let me see. You could see friendship. But let's see our banter together so I can remember. So I know we talk all the time. I just don't remember our banter. Our banter.
Your banter together.
We was friends since 2009. That's kind of a long time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
she's been around. She's been around for a minute.
We have no banter. She's just in a group. Ooh. No picture shares. We both like, we got likes. We both like the remix.
Of course.
We both like Selah. We both like Erykah Badu, but I was actually lying. And we like Princess Sess B. I don't know why that's there. I don't know. And we have 231 mutual friends, which is almost like saying about three actual. Everybody else is
right.
But I know we had banter. I don't think Facebook is showing the reality of our true relationship between pure feminine energy and panic demonium. Yeah, I mean, I know I've seen it around a lot. But yes, yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes.
Looking good. Looking
yes,
like it's going to be something. And if niggas, let me see how many niggas stayed in the room. 90
it's still, it's still 90 people in the room. And the phone line is still full.
Just to let you other blog talkers know, 90 people left in the room at this point is about the ceiling on what y'all get in the room. How many was it up to today? 280 something, right?
Oh, it was almost 300.
Room.
I think it was probably, you know, you can't see all, so we won't be able to see it until, like, afterwards. But I'm quite sure that
tells us something. I like them numbers, but I accept those numbers humbly. I hope about what it is I'm talking about is of interest.
Oh, yeah.
That's why the people show up. And they're utilizing it, you know, more than about me or whatever. Cause I don't care.
Right.
About 5 minutes, y'all niggas wouldn't like me if I was at your house. So this shit better be about the information.
It better be. It is. It's the remix. You guys know Brother Panic is going to be back Friday night, so definitely a share to look forward to. Make sure to download. If you like the show, like it. If you love it over on Facebook. You know, love it right here. Leave a comment. Let us know. Let me know what you think as well. And don't forget, get those herb packs. That's a must. Definitely do that. And don't forget to pick up your Kim deck. You can do that as well. So we're going to get ready to close out. And we'll be back. Thank you again, Brother Panic. Always a great share with you in the house. And, boy, we got more movies to go through. And
oh, yeah. We're not even up to – I got 5 pages of this shit. We're only on 1.5. So we'll come back and get right back in there. We'll finish up with all the movies and the rant. And then it's going to be a super fly show. Peace, love, and soul. We'll
peace,
be back
love,
next Friday.
And soul.
Next Friday, keeping on. Remember to deal with my man Baba. You know what I'm saying? Too.
Oh yes, that's Sai right.
Baba. Powerful energy right now. He's coming together. That nigga put Allah with the Hindu. You know what I'm saying? He's an incarnation of Lord Krishna. His energy is very powerful right now. He breaks all obstacles. That's what he does. So you have any obstacles.
Kind of like Ganesha, yes.
Kind of like the Ganesha energy. But you could bring him anything, they say. Like, you could bring him, you know what I mean? I need a test in school. In other words, you could bring him a little, since he was on Earth, you could bring him a little bit more mundane things.
Stuff that he can deal with. Okay,
right. The nigga brung Hinduism and Islam, but mostly Sufism, which was the mystical side of this shit. So you talking about a badass motherfucker who knows how to cross the streams.
Beautiful.
That type of show, but since it wasn't this type of show, I wanted to get him in. He's very active. Sai Baba of Shahardi. Shirdi, but Sai Baba. Sai Baba.
Sai Baba. All right, you guys, that's going to do it for us. Peace and love to you guys. Much love, warm spirit. See you guys next week in the remix. Don't forget to download. Peace and love to you guys. We're out of here. Peace.
Peace.